Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
First of all,
I too would like to be a listener.
Wow.
Yo.
Wait. Does that mean you want it to be a listener?
Flagrant.
Flagrant.
What does LZ say? Hazardously horny?
Wow, this is bold.
Whoa. I'm losing control, and we haven't started yet.
Okay.
All right.
I'll wait to be introduced.
First of all, what's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast. It's another week. It's another episode of the greatest podcast known to man. Now, different from the usual formula, listeners, if you've noticed, there's a lot of estrogen in the room.
Bitches in the house.
Yes. And they're unruly. But it's okay. We're gonna maintain this, and we're going to have a hell of a show.
Yes.
Now, remember, guys, a while back we had a ladies' night episode. Had some female friends of ours come in. We talked, chitted and chatted, and it was a good time. Now we're doing a second iteration of that. So you already know it's me, Big Mike. I'm here, Corey.
It's your boy, Corey.
Corey is lazy as usual. He's losing his flair. And I really, really wish you would care more about this podcast and the direction that we're going.
I just got off work, bro.
I know, that's great. We all get off work. We all work. Get it together. Now I'm going to start from my right. You can.
Hey, it's Caitlin, aka K West, aka K Weezy. What's good?
That's a very 2009 nickname.
Right? Wait, K West or K Weezy?
Which one do you think it was?
K Weezy.
Ah.
Yeah.
But you stuck with it. I appreciate you. Now. Jesus Christ.
It's Amara.
We love the phone operator voice.
I sound like a phone operator.
Yeah, you closed your eyes and everything.
You sound like.
All right, no, y'all got me fucked
Welcome
up.
To it's Amara.
No. It's Amara, better known as Scoopavelli. Thank you.
Jesus
See how she straightened her back out? She was like,
yo.
Because y'all playing with me. Don't
hey,
do that.
Yo.
Do I not get an intro?
No, you hello.
Hi, everyone. It's Dion returning again. Hey, friends.
That was whack.
I don't have a cute nickname. So.
Joe Budden booty rubber?
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't want to rub Joe Budden's booty. I just want to like go to escape the room and eat macaroni and cheese. He likes it with crumbs on it.
That's
mad specific. Nice.
Jesus Christ. Okay. All right.
Okay. This is Kahina, a.k.a. Cocaina, a.k.a. the Booty Cat Bandit, a.k.a. Peg the Stallion. And that's just about
Hold
it.
Hold on, you be pegging niggas for real?
We're not going to say niggas because we're not going to act like it's plural. But
you pegging nigga for real?
I'm dibble dabbled in
Hold
the,
on, no,
the booty
no,
cat.
No. A man has requested to you, like, I want you to put on a strap on and penetrate my anus repeatedly.
Why do you make it sound so unromantic?
Well, he's being out. He's, no, he's Hold saying on, what it is.
Hold on.
It wasn't
what,
a request.
Get him wet first?
Wow.
Okay, you gotta warm it up. It's kind of like
yo.
It's kind of like a DiGiorno's pie. Think about it like this, right?
DiGiorno.
Oh my god.
450 degrees. You doing a little, you know, tongue action, gooch sucking,
no, you're
gushy.
Not.
Now,
gushy.
That's queen work right there. Now,
listen,
that's
daughter,
queen.
Get out of
yo,
there. Gushy,
not,
gushy.
Hold on. Dion, you don't lick the gooch?
No.
Oh
Dion,
god.
Grow the fuck up.
I did not know.
I don't want to be down there.
No, you gotta
that's a promised land. What are you saying?
Caitlin, where do you
the gooch is all the fun.
Is everyone else doing that but me?
I'll say this.
Yeah.
I had it
I'm
done.
Pro-gooch.
Nah, I had it done.
Yeah, share your experience, brother.
I had it done for the
Testify.
First time, like, was that 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
As a whole adult, that was your first time?
Right.
At this big age?
This guy.
He was today years old.
Yeah, so I had it done 2 weeks ago. And
yo, Elsie stepped in.
Lord. She's down there cooking, you know?
She's cooking. Thanksgiving dinner with all the fixings.
I'm like, all right, this is it. And then she goes down lower. I'm like,
uh-huh.
She's down there for
but
like.
But wait, there's more.
Wait. She's down there. Well, let me bring it back. So now she's like, she has like her hand in like high. It's up there. It's not like her thumb is not by my ass crack.
It should be.
Stop. Wow. But it's up there, right? And so like she's looking at my balls. And then she goes down to the gooch and
queen.
Maybe like 8 seconds, I was a goner. I was like,
dead ass, bro. I don't got nothing you start, for you. Cause like, you started the buzz. You're like, okay, I'm riding this ride.
Nah, it was the best because I didn't have to ask her to do it.
I'm like, you like that Kawhi meme. Hey.
Yeah, no.
And I text her. I was like, it was better because I didn't have to ask you.
Bro, she hit that tender spot. I was like,
she a real one.
Morning.
Can y'all look at Dion's face? Like, why are you not pro Gooch?
I was in that shit like
the Gooch.
She
gotta
grow up.
Why?
You know what? I was not under the impression that was like something everyone was doing.
Yes. We are 100% down there. Well, I used to think
he
was weird
because he used to ask me, like, yo, you gotta start.
What percent of women do you think are.
I think all of them will do it. You just gotta make them comfortable. For real, for real.
I'm not saying who are open to it. I'm saying how many women are actively in the Gooch land.
Maybe 30%.
Okay, we need to divide this up by race.
No.
Okay, I feel better.
Let's get a demographic going. 100% of white women are going down to the Gooch. Black women, I'd probably say like.
Yo, rim jobs are Thursdays in Caucasian. Ain't that right, Jamie?
Yo.
Wow. He said, sorry to that man.
If you guys didn't know, we're back in Blue Light Studios with the super engineer, Jamie, and my man. That's my brother from another brother. You know what I'm saying? That there's such thing as interracial relationships, which there are. He's probably black. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
What are we doing?
I feel like a percentage of women who are exploring Gooch land, black women, probably about 56, the number is rising.
You think 56% are currently,
in the Gooch?
Actively?
It's 2019.
If I'm sucking dick at this point, I'm always going to go to the Gooch.
Maybe I'm gonna sound really inexperienced. What are you doing? Like, yo, wow, I wish you guys could see Kahina's face right now.
You have to honestly just flap it around, wait till the leg do the little
vibration. No,
my leg
the little
Kahina's currently shaking her leg for those who are listening.
I thought it was going to start.
It's doing a tremor.
Okay, yeah, when the Parkinson's kicks and it's I
thought it was at the gym on the bike machine. Like,
grab the balls a little bit, and that's it.
Wait for the embrace.
Honestly, at that point, just start opening your esophagus because the kids are coming.
We're dropping
them off at the daycare.
Oh my God!
The children, the spawns are shooting down the throat.
They shouldn't get through like it's the motherfucking uterine lining.
You know, like Finding Nemo when they're riding like that Australian
the egg
wave.
Is your belly.
That's it. When Nemo's on that little wave, the little current, that's how I feel like. Like, oh my God.
Even that bitch like the turtles. Totally.
That'd be them kids like, yay. Oh, we're not in a ovary. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, this is when I walk into, man. I ain't even get my own mic. Nigga, get my mic, bro. How long y'all been in here?
No, we only been here like you
maybe 10 minutes.
You're late.
About five.
Damn,
you're
y'all late. Y'all got to the stuff really fast.
Me and the
That's all. When I walked in, I heard the topic. I'm like, damn, we only 30 minutes in?
No.
Nigga sat down like, so this Gooch.
That's exactly how it happened.
So about
because it's so magical. It's like, yo,
it's a promised land.
You got to do it.
Have to.
If you haven't done it, grow up and do it.
That's a fact.
Because it's just the place to be. Dion, you're sounding really vanilla over there.
I know.
That's really crazy.
And as someone with such an ample cup size, you should not be this vanilla.
Oh no, God. If I had Dion's titties, I would never swallow. Bitch, left or right, pick one. If I didn't have the chest of like an 8-year-old boy, I would never swallow. You're busting on my chest and we're calling it a day. Period.
Man. Respond.
If anything, that's kind of more of a mess. You'd probably just rather get rid of it.
No, swallowing cum is disgusting.
Let's no, I don't agree with that. But not that you don't want to swallow everyone. Actually,
yo, if you're sucking,
I don't know. So I'm sucking their dick. I feel like once you're sucking their dick, you're sucking their dick.
Exactly.
So if I'm at that level with you, then at that point I'm swallowing.
And speaking of sucking dick, Tank, R&B singer Tank, was recently.
Let's get into it.
He made some comments on Angela Yee's Lip Service podcast, and I will play it for us for our listening pleasure. Because it's wild. We talked about it last week, but we got some women in here now, and I would like to hear their perspective, because boy, oh boy, it's something to marvel. I don't know. It might not even
be... So let's say a guy sucked a dick one time.
Jesus Christ.
Does that mean that...
What does that mean?
Say twice. You said twice earlier.
Guy sucked a dick twice.
I'm waiting for the rest of this. Like, I sucked a dick twice. Does that make me gay?
No, here's the thing. Okay. So,
I just sucked a dick twice.
And this is twice as excessive.
But
let's dig into it, right? Okay.
Then he
sucked a dick once, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to dig into anything with Tank.
Then he's like, I'm not sure if I liked it or not. Let me try it again. And then he says, you know what? It's not for me. Don't like the taste. You see what I'm saying?
We're not talking about chicken. We talking about chicken.
Girl, sorry.
We're not talking about an impossible burger here.
So where are we at with this? I know where I stand, but I want to ask the ladies. We're going to start Caitlin, we'll start with you. Where do you stand on that? Is it gay? Or can you definitively say where?
So my opinion is, I think sexuality is a spectrum.
Oh.
I do. I don't think anyone is 100% straight. No one is 100%.
Where's dick sucking on that spectrum?
No,
you feel me, right?
I 100% agree.
Years ago, my cousin, shout out to him, he said that that they did a study and nobody is 100% straight.
Right.
Every man has envisioned himself with another man.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say, shout out to my cousin.
He
too has sucked a dick or two.
He sent me this.
I was like, wait.
He sent me this study, and what I got out of it was that nobody, whether you're male or female,
Corey.
Is
Corey,
straight.
What man have you envisioned yourself with?
None.
Oh, all right. Yeah, definitely. Continue. You definitely tugged on Drake in a dream or two.
Oh my God.
Continue.
No, that was it. Like, if you suck a dick, you suck a dick.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, absolutely fucking not. No.
No what?
No.
No, it doesn't make you gay, you're saying? Or no, you are gay?
You gay. I'm not.
Sweetie.
What? Are you serious?
Think about it like this, right? The first time you listen,
I'm not open-minded when it comes to this shit at all.
The first time you had sex, well, you know, let me speak for myself. The first time I had sex, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't think I enjoyed it at all. And this was when I was in my weird, like, emo, am I gay, am I not gay? I played basketball, so let's just throw that out there. I was surrounded by lesbians, so I was like, I guess I'm gonna have to do it too.
I guess I'm gonna have to do it too. Scissoring over there in the shower.
So,
I guess I gotta get at it.
I too have to carpet munch. So yeah.
Wow.
So I had it was my senior year of high school, and I didn't think I liked it because I was like, this was my first time. It was unenjoyable. Therefore, I don't like it.
Oh,
it wasn't until
you did it. Your first time was with a girl.
No, it was a guy.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I was like,
I thought you was. Okay.
That's a whole different era. Okay. So then I'm like, okay.
I respect it.
Maybe I don't like guys because the first time wasn't enjoyable. But then I tried it again, and I was like, oh, dick is lit. The niggas, like, personalities are the problem. Okay. So, like, what I'm saying is the one time go around, you never really know if you like something. You know, sometimes you got to do it twice, thrice, just to make sure that, you know, it's your thing. And, again, what makes you gay is liking it. If he didn't like it, then he's not gay.
I feel like dick sucking isn't on that list of things. Like, I mean, You can try like riding a bike twice. You can try playing the drums twice. But I'm not about to suck a dick twice just to see if I like it. The
like we're not like, we're not God. Talking. About, you gotta understand that sucking dick is a big step. Not, you gotta go through a lot. You don't want to. How about let's kiss a nigga first?
Yeah, kiss first. Like
kiss. Like I think you will know if you want to suck his dick if you kiss him and you like.
I was like on what's it called?
You kiss him. Maybe touch his dick first. Maybe like grab the outside meat area of the jeans, but. To directly insert penis in mouth, suck it to completion twice. I gotta say,
two times.
You're liking some part of this area. You're liking some part of this process. I don't know if it's the beginning part or the sploosh part or the middle part, but some part you like.
The end is my favorite. Thank God. I'd be like, ugh. A bitch was tired. Amen. When you start feeling it get like really, really hard at the tip, I'm like, oh, the promised land is here. Hallelujah. Bitch can go to sleep. Pass me my bonnet. Thank you.
Rub the polish the nub.
But I feel like, again, like, if he didn't like it,
like a
amen.
Fucking soldier helmet, nigga, I'm ready.
but back to Caitlin's point though, I think you have to be somewhere on the spectrum to even potentially consider it.
Right.
That is for example. Gay, though.
Yeah, exactly. No, and exactly. And so I don't think it necessarily makes you gay because I think that puts you at a far end of the spectrum per se. But you might be somewhere in
it
between.
Don't make you 100% straight. I tell you that.
But what I'm saying
much.
Is, for example,
I don't
let's
think
say
he was claiming to be.
But
though.
Let's say, for example, women who do not want to one-on-one be with another woman, but they are turned on by the idea of a threesome. Now, there's many different reasons.
Oh,
there's
you mean the girl's trying to keep their man?
No,
got
that's what
it.
I was going to say. There's many different reasons that you could be open to a threesome with a
cheating
woman.
Boyfriend is one,
and that
get
is
it.
One. But there's also women who might say like. You know, I am turned on by the physique of a woman, but I don't necessarily want to touch her, but maybe I'm turned on by her being in the room. I like looking at her body and, you know, all of those things, but I don't necessarily want to go down on this woman.
Snooze.
And so what I'm saying, though, is that for that woman who's interested in that threesome, you could argue that she would somewhere be on that spectrum versus okay. a woman who would close it off would be towards more of the straight side of the spectrum. And so that guy who's interested in... You know,
but
dabbling in the dick, you know,
dabbling in the dick.
He would be on that spectrum for sure. But if he doesn't love it enough to continue it, can
but
you
he
throw
did.
Him?
He went back. He went back to the
but. But that goes to Kahina's point about you don't always
you
know if
you
like it.
You don't know.
Don't get me wrong. There is some gayness in his heart. So I'm not. I'm not saying
it's in his mouth, nigga. It's all in his mouth.
Mouth.
Right there, it's from the jawline to the maw line, it's in his mouth.
Again, like, being on the spectrum does not mean you're gay exactly. or whatever. Like,
I would agree with that.
The only spectrum I know is the autistic spectrum.
Oh my God.
And that wow. shit don't involve no dick sucking neither. So,
my goodness.
Tank, Tank, there's sugar in there.
Well, he was an avid member. He was saying he was getting his ass eaten mad long ago. So Tank.
Whoa.
Ass eaten by women.
By
women?
By women. Yeah,
okay.
But
gay.
I'm
let's
Tank,
get that
on,
noise.
Like, some,
see, that I can't.
Been
see,
open about
see I was, I'm with Gooseland. I'm not there yet. Maybe I will when I'm in my mid 30s.
Getting ahead. Your ass eaten?
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Oh, I got a 2-car garage.
Yeah. When I got a mortgage, that's when I want my ass.
What? Oh my goodness.
I do agree with that. I've always said a lot of things that I would like do sexually. I'm not open to now, but like once my marriage gets stale, I'd probably be open to explore. A little bit before it gets stale.
I mean, oh, okay.
Probably before it gets stale, but when I'm like.
I wouldn't go fussing for no reason. Yeah. Like,
then you can eat.
Why are these dishes in the sink? That's when I want my ass.
That's when I want my ass.
What?
After that. Yeah,
no.
I'm like, no,
I just
it took some stress in my life to get my gooch lit.
Oh my God. Place brought you to the light.
It took some stress. Shout out to the black queens.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm so
oh, was
glad.
A black girl?
Only the ones that
stop.
I just
shout
know.
Out to the surprise. Yeah, oh, yeah. We fixed him
Caucasian?
Up. Yo, he's good now.
Really?
He's a Caucasian killer.
Oh, my God. Lord.
Didn't they call you the white woman whisperer?
Not like that. I mean, like, slave
no. He's a white walker.
In bed, to be clear.
Damn.
I want to join
in bed, to be clear.
Ooh. I'm into a lot of freaky shit, but fucking Caucasians is not on the list.
I'm sorry. No, please. To be quite frank,
I can penetrate, suck, fuck, whatever, but once you bring a white person in the room, that's damn near terrorism. Oh, God.
Nah, I
feel that.
No.
To be honest.
I get it. This is coming from someone who eats ass. I'd much rather eat a hundred booties than even poke a white person. She says she don't like the pink meat.
No.
No
to the pink meat.
That Alaskan bullworm, keep that over there.
Shout out to my white friends, please.
To be honest, like, obviously that was like in my past life with like my last relationship. But like when I tell
relationship,
when I tell black
he
women,
date them too.
When I tell black women, wait, no, hold on,
not we, not we,
not like him. When I tell black women, and somebody told me to do this, he gave me advice. When I tell black women that I was engaged to a white woman, they go above and beyond in the bedroom because they feel like they got.
Shout out to that inferiority complex.
Ooh, yeah. You fucking insecure bitches. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the fuck ASAP.
Why? Hold on. Why?
Fucking white women? And you put me in the same caliber?
Oh, hold on. I never said that.
Why? Why are you getting the fuck out?
I don't know. I just, mind you,
my man's is what, 25, 26? Young. Yeah. He's a young boy.
And I dated her when I was in high school.
Yeah,
so
like,
now.
You gotta,
I wasn't the only one under your jacket, though.
This
wow, Dion.
Why do y'all make it seem like I said something crazy? I'm just saying that wasn't an isolated incident. The engagement, of course, was, but the white part was not.
Mm. Wait, expand on that?
Hold on, I don't think.
Yeah, that was the only white woman?
I'm 26.
I've only had sex with one white woman.
Wow. Oh, that's actually crazy.
I was about to say, y'all about to not.
Why does Corey have to rep this? And there's this, y'all jokes on the podcast into perspective. I think this man's like a Caucasian.
Put it like this. I don't have a thing for white women. I got really close. I was best friends with a girl. She happened to be white when I was 18. We started dating.
What, she turned black?
We didn't break up. 19 years old, I'm a nigger now. I was 18.
Hold on.
I was 18. We broke up when I was 25. Like,
ooh.
It'd be like that. As I remember my young son, he was out here slaying plenty of ebony queens out here. So,
hey.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not trying to, like, boost myself up, but, like, you've seen my resume since then.
I don't have a thing for white women.
All the women that I have slept with since then are black, and I ain't never going back.
Hey.
Shout out.
That's what I say. Shout out to the queens, man.
Elsie, what's your type?
Oop. My type?
Yeah, we need to discuss this. I like that.
What's your type of woman? Don't come with my guy. Don't do that. Come for? Why is that a bad thing?
I 100% would fuck with a nigga who's into both. Pretty sure I have.
Oh.
Wait, what?
You are too open for me, baby. I said that in the group chat, I would definitely fuck with a bisexual man.
I'm 98% sure I have.
Is that the nigga that asked for the pegging?
No, it's actually not.
Mm. I gotta get into it. I don't gotta get into it.
Wait, do I know him? I'm not gonna ask you who.
You actually do. Wait, which one?
No, I know the peg, but I don't know the bisexual that you're going for.
You do.
Niggas is just getting poked out here.
Just getting poked.
Yo, what's going on?
They're having good sex. That's what's happening.
That's not what.
Good for you. They're having great sex. Correct.
Fuck all that.
But again, I would definitely sleep with a dude who is into guys. And girls, I mean, as long as you stirring my mac and cheese, I don't give a fuck. What else are you into? Like, because I feel like that's hypocritical. Because I'm bisexual, so I feel like that's hypocritical if I'm like, you can't like no other gender. Like, what does that make me?
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. So again, we're not gonna divert. What is LZ's type? What makes LZ's? You know,
I wouldn't say I really have a type. I wouldn't date a white woman though. But would I have sex with white women? Yeah, probably. But would I date a white woman and like bring her into like my family and stuff?
What's making, you know, the The kids come out the daycare.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Oh, 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 oh shit.
God. I don't know. I never really thought about it. Like I said, I don't really have a guy.
What categories porn do you watch? There you go.
That's a good one. That's I watch everything. I watch Ebony. I watch the Latinas. Mainly those two.
Mm-hmm. Persons of color?
Yeah.
Persons of color?
Yeah. Yeah, I just go on Pornhub and type in POC.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So. Gina Rodriguez.
Hard pass.
I really don't have a type. But
Corey, what's your favorite porn category?
Threesomes.
Hey,
amateur threesomes. I don't like the professional shit.
I too enjoy.
Yeah, I don't actually. To be honest with you, I don't like professional porn at all.
Me either.
That's where me and Mike. That's like the strong point of our friendship because we both like the amateurism of
it. This shit is gritty.
Yeah. So shout out to Habib. yeah, but as far as like my type of female though, I do have a specific type. I'm very like goal. I love a woman with goals. Gym too. I'm really big on the gym. Like I know like a lot of girls, they hate going to the gym, but that's like a really big part of my life because like I just love it. You know, it's a stress reliever. The whole out of shape thing really just. It just doesn't do anything for me.
Corey said you don't like fat bitches.
Not even that because like you could be thick, but like I could look at a woman and tell if she works out or not, whether she's plus size or not, because there's a lot of plus size women in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So like the whole idea of like, oh, she's a plus size woman, that means she's fat and out of shape. Nah, because I know a lot of plus size women that get it in.
Yep.
But like the whole like, and the thing that I love about the gym is it's all about. Your strength of mind and your discipline, because it's not gonna come overnight. And you work out a lot, so you know.
No, nigga, do you like titties, ass, what?
This is connected. I do feel like there's a different kind of sex that comes with fucking with someone who works out regularly. I couldn't be in a relationship
with somebody who didn't go to the gym.
And yeah, that discipline in mind, when you're on top and your leg's about to give out, that don't quit in your head. Listen, niggas discipline.
Niggas work at the gym for 4 months and now they fitness gurus.
Stop.
Niggas,
I say it all the time. I literally only work out because I enjoy running around half naked and I want to look good naked and I just want to fuck well. If I'm not having sex, I'm usually not as physically active. I mean, I've always been an athlete. But honestly, I really only started getting into this gym shit because I was recently single, wanted to find something new to kind of just get back into the routine. So I started going to the gym like my senior year of college when I was single, and then that kind of became a thing. And then I'm like, I'm single, so I'm going out more. I'm wearing less, obviously. Got to keep that tight. And I've always had a small figure, but like in terms of like muscle and shit, once I started going, that's when I started like liking that shit.
Yeah, and you look better.
You feel better too.
I want the exact opposite. If a guy has abs, I'm probably gonna look the other way. I don't want a man with abs. Like, you have to have a gut.
A lot of women don't like abs.
Hey, bro. So let me tell you something right here.
Really?
Bro.
Nah, really.
If I'm on a dating app and I see a guy with abs, I'm swiping left.
Nah, for real. Yes. I didn't notice in high school, but like when I got to college, I was like, yo. Man's got a market out here. Like, yeah, they be...
Absolutely.
I know a lot of women that specifically don't want their boyfriend to work out.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a couple girls like, yo, you eating healthy. I'm like...
Oh, God.
I'm like,
no.
But where's the cheese? You don't have cheese on them. I'm like, ah. You know what I mean?
You have a good life insurance plan? Is that what it is?
Look.
Yeah, but like now, you know.
If I'm messing with a man, like... On the weekends, I'm making French toast, bacon, eggs. I'm trying to fatten you up. Like, everything that is going to make you chunky.
Sounds like slavery.
Bro,
like,
I'm trying to lay it on.
Because you knew that was a time.
I've been consistent.
When it's astrophysics. Because when dick is coming down, would you rather have a motherfucking featherweight behind it? Or do you want a motherfucking anvil?
Okay. Let me say this. I have two types. And they're very particular. One type, I like them tall, Nicki Minaj, cushion for the pushing, like Dion. Second type, short, slimmer brown-skinned men. It's either one or the other. There is no in-between. Elsie and Corey look at each other like, who gonna get our dick sucked after this episode? Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, my God.
Short, light-skinned men, DJ, Roots for the Tar Heels.
Name starts with J. Oh, wow.
Yo, that's wild. If y'all know, you know.
I said name starts with J, but that's so hilarious.
If you went to Rutgers, you will get that
that's
reference.
That's actually,
like, if you're in this yikes, podcast,
sorry
you know.
To that. Ayo, sorry to that man. No, okay, but again, I have two types. So I've dealt with like the tall thickies, and the sex is different than like the slim, not slim Jims, but like the shorter brown skinned men. And I feel like either one is lit. Skinny on skinny sex is interesting. You know, like you
it
can
sound like a hurt.
It don't.
Right.
Exactly.
Sound like a lot of friction.
It don't.
Somebody about to break their knee.
It sounds like lacerations.
When y'all, I'm telling you, when you guys are both fit, it's very enjoyable. You tossing each other, you flipping places. There's so much room in the bed because y'all both skinny. It's a lot of fun. But with like the bigger, tall, thick. Oh gosh, I like the crushing feeling. That's really what it is.
Exactly.
Like, I think it's a psychological thing.
She does.
I love it.
Oh, I do as well.
I love it. Spit in my mouth. Choke me. All
yes,
me.
Yes. Talk that shit.
I love it. I love this song.
Girl, y'all getting on my nerves.
Oh, man, go ahead. What's your type? Go ahead.
Like spit in the mouth?
I like that.
I love. I don't like it. I love it. Spit in my mouth and tell me to do it back.
Don't spit in my mouth.
Yeah, nah, give me that.
I like the instruction.
Yes. Hold on. Y'all like getting your mouths fit in?
I love it.
100% yes. I will stand
talk
alone.
In that shit.
No.
I love
talk?
It.
No. Nah.
Because it's a drooling. You've ever had sex so good your mouth drooled?
That's different
that's
than
it. And
hawking
you just,
spit.
It's not hawking.
Nah,
it's
they're
like,
talking about like no, that's bringing nasty. Down from your feet. Like.
No,
I mean,
it's
not
about,
like
I'm,
no loogie. Just
no, you know, a little drip. Can't feel dripping. That's all. Ain't no problem. And then you kiss it in. Oh, God. Mm. Ooh, I love it.
All right, now.
But I do like the instructions, and that's why I like bigger dudes, because they want to crush you, and you're just so small and helpless, and it's just like, ah.
That's why I need a big,
what
big
type
dude.
Of
I'm
what type
not
of Godzilla rape fantasy? I want you to annihilate this little cunt.
Yup.
Show this tiny pussy who's boss.
Yup. Oh yup, I've been dropping all these single memes on Instagram. Show me who's boss. Tell me why I'm capping. Yup, absolutely. I love it. I was being problematic on Twitter. I know. I know I was.
You were being problematic on everything.
Yeah, I feel like on all platforms. Hilarious. And it's funny because like the different men in my life are on different platforms. So one, the Twitter is for one person. The Instagram is for another. It's weird. It's funny.
So, Mayor, what's
your... I'm blocked, though, from... The one who I've used Twitter to mostly communicate to, Blizzocked, so now I'm chilling.
Now you can wild out for real.
For real.
What's your type?
Yeah.
Oh, I like a big black motherfucker. That's basically it.
Big black
motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I like them big.
Like 220?
Fair.
More than that.
More than that?
Oh, 250.
Yes. Like 290, like God 275.
Damn, absolutely.
like 6'4" too.
Yes.
Mind you, this woman is about 5'2".
I'm 5'1".
Oh, you one of those. You the reason why there's no more tall niggas for us. You the reason why I gotta settle for my 5'6" king.
Yeah, shit.
You eating up all the tall niggas, sis.
I mean,
sis.
That's my preference, but you know.
You're not eating up.
It don't always work like that
sometimes. Fair enough.
Kay West.
Yes, I also like the chocolate, thick, tall, to like 60 and up.
Absolutely.
Like something I can hold on to, keep me warm at night, throw me across the room maybe.
Absolutely.
Across the room.
Across the room. Just
like across the room.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all, it's real
violent. Yeah.
Y'all got a lot of violence going on.
You can't like drop me on the edge of the bed. You need to be able to throw me across
right,
the bed.
Right, right. Pick me up.
Yeah,
no.
Pick me up.
Mm-hmm. Make it look effortless. Don't.
Right.
I can't see your muscles. Right. Like all that. If I see the lines in your muscles, I know you're giving all your energy. You gotta look effortless.
Right.
You
just gotta.
Okay. I'm out.
So what the fuck? You wanna fuck Mark Henry?
I'm dead.
I'm gonna have a day right here.
Oh no! I love the effortless little swoop to freedom.
Yeah, you need a thickum. I don't know if I said it the last time I was here, but like, also like, I'm not a small girl, and if we hear like skin slapping. Like, I need there to be mystery. I don't want you to know that it's me every time. If you're big, it's like, which one of us? Is that your guy?
Whose titty is that?
Like, yeah. Like,
is that your titty or my titty?
We need an element of mystery.
Nah, that's my back titty.
I feel that.
I
feel
that. I do like the clapping sound. It's like encouragement.
Exactly. But if we know it's me every time, then I'm uncomfortable. But if it could be either of us, it's like,
ooh. Everybody
I like a good gush to clap ratio. Like, I like to hear, like, the stirring sound, and you do got to get it at a certain angle to hear, like, that little, like.
That's right.
That sound, you know, that little, like, you know, a little mixy-mixy, but I also like to hear the clap. Yeah, and you can't hear them both at the same time.
She remember the last time she heard that sound.
Okay.
Oh, talk heavy, sis.
Yeah,
see,
I like that.
I didn't see
I like
that
the
on Snapchat.
You didn't.
Shout out to you.
So I have a topic I want to get into.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did y'all?
Mike
have, did y'all
don't like
topic?
Not being in control.
I'm enjoying this show. This is great.
Nah, he's thoroughly enjoying this.
I am enjoying all this. I got a couple questions for a couple people here, but I'll wait.
Oh boy.
Wait, did we go over everybody's day first?
Huh? You know what? Yeah, let's do that before we start. How is everybody's day? How's everybody's week been going? How's life been going for everybody lately?
I'll start because I just got here. First of all, I'm high.
Oh my
you
God.
You got high from that room.
You are high. You got to contact how the day?
Yes. I had to DJ at a paint and smoke.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's dope.
And everybody in there was just fucking crazy. The room was hazy. I'm fucking DJing, trying at the same time, bro, about 30 minutes in.
You mixing reggae and gospel all
fucking time. I'm mixing Kirk Franklin and whatever the fuck.
Nigga almost played R. Kelly.
Kirk Franklin and Vibes Cartel.
Vibes Cartel. Just fucking doing it. But yeah, so that was tonight. So caught that contact. But just been driving all weekend and shit. So.
Dion?
First I went to church to praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then I went, me and my friends carved pumpkins tonight. So. Check out my, oh no, it'll be gone off my IG story by then, but yeah.
You went to Johnson's Farm?
No, we went to Walmart and got right. pumpkins. We did it in the kitchen.
Girl.
That's poverty.
It rained earlier today, so we didn't want to be out in the trenches.
It did.
Fair enough. All right, what did I do today? Today I woke up from a very cozy bed and went to a breast cancer walk in the pouring rain at 9 in the morning. Came home. Knocked out, woke up to check and see if I was still blocked on socials from one of my main Johns. Still blocked. And now I'm here. Even though this weekend actually was pretty enjoyable, my wine sister got married. Shout out to Esther and Jermaine. Beautiful, beautiful wedding. Another reminder that the majority of the niggas that's left out here, niggas is trash, B. I was listening to them vows like, these niggas would never.
Mm.
So that was cool. There was an open bar, so of course I took advantage of that.
I had to.
Necessary. Something interesting crawled into my DMs. I was like, this is
crawled.
Fun. Crawled. I feel like it wasn't like a slide. It was like more like the skeleton in your closet suddenly has a pulse, and it kind of just like hops back to life, and it's just like, whoa. I thought that was dead.
I don't want that shit.
Yeah, ooh, child. Yeah, I, like that shit. I thought we done embalmed the body, had the funeral and everything, and it kind of just hopped back. I was like, ooh, not today. But this weekend was good. Today was good. A lot of rain. I want a dick, but, you know, here we are. So it's not too late. It's not too late, but like, I fuck older niggas.
It's not too late.
No. I deal with older niggas, but right now this nigga's probably asleep. Yeah. 10:46.
We love you.
Ooh. He's brushing his teeth, flossing. Putting on his canes and going to bed. I love
doing
the elderly.
Bedtime stretches. and one, two, hop.
Yep, icing his ankle because he rolled it. Yeah, regular shit.
Icing his ankle.
I did that last night. I was icing it.
Oh, my God. Well.
I ice ankles. I rub feet. All that shit.
Beautiful.
A queen, I know.
A queen, I know.
I had a good day. You know what I mean? Did the church thing in the morning.
Praise the Lord.
Watched football. Watched soccer. Both my teams did not disappoint me. They acted right this week, so.
They had right.
You know what I mean? I've just been chilling. I got a Nintendo Switch. I've been playing Zelda all week and working, you know. One foot in, one foot out of that motherfucker.
Living the life, man. I'm trying to get like you.
Shh. nigga, you want to live my life till it's time to pay for something. You don't want to live this life. Yeah, nigga, this shit ain't cute. But yeah, other than that, you know, here recording. Good times.
My day was good. I worked all day on Saturday. So that sucked, but I didn't do anything today. I went to Topgolf for like the first time.
Really?
So that's fun. I thought you were going to be there DJing.
Nah, everybody always thinks like when I'm just randomly be there.
Yeah, so.
Nah, not this week.
That was a high as fuck for real.
You said what?
I said you high as fuck for real.
Nigga. Yeah.
Wait, I was like, is it lit like at Topgolf when you be DJing?
What? Nah, that's
it's
dope.
Fire
it's
there. There.
Well, I've been to Topgolf, but I'm specifically saying when LZ is there DJing, like, could I go there?
When
and
I first
like
discovered that LZ was attractive, I was like, should I go to Topgolf? I was like, that shot is entirely too far to shoot my shot.
There was one girl who was about to drive down from fucking like Boston or something. I don't even know.
Wild. Was this around the time that you went on vacation? Because I too.
I was like, the pictures.
So what are you doing at Topgolf?
I mean, Boston not really that far. I'm like, I have a lot of podcasts to listen to on the way. It's like, not that far. It's not that far. Around that era of like LZ's like Instagram thought moments, I was like, should I go to Topgolf? Maybe make it seem like I'm just pop up. And I was like, toll.
Hey, pull up. It's fun. It is fun though.
It is. It's
a lot. And in the winter time, they have like heat.
It's hot. Yeah.
All right. I might pop out at the neck.
It's a hoop.
By
my neck.
It's fun. Pull up.
It's a hoop.
I wish you can see Dion drop getting her eagle on, like that's in the that chair.
Was. That wasn't for everyone. That was just for us.
That's a signature Dion. I would pay to see Dion have sex. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Wow. That shit would probably be so fucking out of control.
No fans.
Did you hear that sound? That sound right there?
That was a thigh.
That's exactly why. Those were thighs. Premium ebony meat. Premium.
I'm not going to front. I would like to hear Dion's dirty talk.
Oh.
In her voice.
In the HR voice.
It's mad professional.
I'm going to write you a citation.
Why don't you edit your cock with my resume?
Put that cover letter on me.
Hella professional.
Cover me with your font.
Times New Roman on the dick.
Yo, I hate y'all. When I first went to college, I felt bad about partying. So, like, when I was out at parties, like, I used to talk about my resume. And, like, it was wild.
You were so accurate.
I had this internship this summer, and I'm really passionate about. And then it ended. It essentially ended like that. Because one time, I guess this, like, football player heard me talking. He was like, shut the fuck up about your resume. He was like, don't nobody want to hear that shit in here. I was a freshman and I was
scared.
The
CTE was acting up.
That nigga from a different floor. Hey, yo, tell him shut the fuck up.
I was so scared.
We got a game to lose in the morning because you niggas suck. Y'all niggas suck. Scarlet Knight ass niggas. You niggas trash.
Did y'all win on homecoming at least?
No.
They play Iowa homecoming.
They should strip the program. I don't know why they pay for these niggas.
I drove by the stadium on the way home. Y'all got nice shit for no reason.
For no reason.
Yes. Yeah.
All
that's
these
new
niggas suck.
Cheese Stadium or Shy, whatever the fuck.
And if you play for Rutgers football and you got a problem with it, suck my dick.
Do better.
And you can come see me, nigga.
Oh, my God.
No, they're actually a little crazy.
I don't know. Them niggas
is
criminals.
I used to tutor them.
No crimes on the field.
So.
You said what?
I used to tutor the football players.
How was that?
How dumb is that?
It was hard.
It was rough.
That's crazy because my girl, she went to Maryland, and she used to tutor fucking Stephon Diggs. Apparently, that nigga was stupid.
He
looked
dumb.
Wow,
he does.
He looks dumb.
No,
as
the real stupid, the basketball players. When I was in high school, really? I had a little like college ball phase. Those men can't read. I was dealing. One of them. Sierra and Armani are gonna listen to this and hear this. There was one of them that had to be FaceTimed because he did not do well with texting.
That shit is not cute.
Had to be FaceTimed. Yeah, that was.
I think basketball niggas is dumbness is more like in life decisions.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Like, not in a practical 2 + 2 = 7, but like, hey, should I ride around with all this weed in this car? Why not?
Then
that's what they, you know. Neck 10 neck tattoos later.
I feel like that's what they rappers are kind of like Yeah, we're both fucking dumb. So
yeah,
like really dumb. Football niggas, that's just genuine stupid. That's like brain cell.
Yeah,
you got dropped. You dumb. That's concussed. That's CTE stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they don't, they can't fucking put the square peg in the round hole and they think they got it right. Mm-hmm. But basketball niggas, they just dumb in life.
Yeah, just dumb.
I know six basketball niggas right now that could have been better. They like, but they just fucking stupid. They made bad choices. But other than that, man, how was your week? How was your day?
My day? My day was good. You know, got off to a great start. And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Oh, you got dick.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
First of all, where the hell you been at?
Getting sick, clearly.
First,
my sister's getting fucked. He's like, yo, Amira said she want to come up. I was like, all right. But where the fuck she been?
I haven't seen Amira since 2009.
Yeah,
2010.
2009, yeah.
First of all, my daughter is 7.
Damn. Damn, really?
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
God damn.
Niggas
yeah.
really old.
I remember when you was with child and pregnant
she
out here. She
looked just like me, too. It was so dope. But I've been low.
That's the last picture I saw of you was you and your daughter at your college graduation.
Lit.
Oh, so that was like 2016. Yeah, I got low after that.
Yeah. What are you doing? Why, you just wanted to just...
No, I got in a relationship.
Okay. Yo, last... I ain't seen... Well, she was blocked.
Wait, like she blocked you or
no, it was a mutual blocking.
Oh,
like
yeah, I started
you
with
too?
Block,
no, he blocked me.
And she blocked, yeah, she had to get blocked. She
I don't think
crazy.
I blocked you back. I think you just blocked me.
She was coming crazy.
Nah, well, because later I tried to find you.
What transpired?
Like, I deleted Twitter after that. That's why.
Yeah, you was on Twitter heavy.
I was on Twitter heavy.
Yeah. Oh, so this is what happened. Boom. Yo, the most wildest shit.
Go ahead and I hope you tell the truth.
This shit is flagrant.
Go ahead and tell the truth.
This shit is flagrant. All right, boom. All right, so Twitter, you know what I mean? Was talking to Amira a little bit. Because, you know, if me and Amira, we have, like, a little interesting type of tete-a-tete. Like, we have this little banter that was going on for a long time, on and off, tit-tat, talk, hey, da-not, you know, whatever.
What kind of banter? Is this friendly banter or, like, sexual tension? Ooh. You have to clarify. There's two
different
kinds
might not
of
have
banter.
Clarified
I have
that.
I have a banter with her, but it's a football banter, and it stops there.
Mike was trying to fuck.
Yeah, Michael was trying to suck titties. Go ahead. Aww, but
we love an honest man.
It's fine. Okay. Boom. So I started talking to her a little bit, but then I started talking to this other girl really heavy, right? Oh, so boom, this is my last ex, right? So you know.
Oh, this is the last one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So. You know what I mean? On Twitter, I don't know, something comes up where I'm like, yo, me and my girl, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I post a picture of her or I tweet about her or something. I remember this fondly because this is Christmas time. And I was like, nothing can happen bad around Christmas time. But here comes at Scoopavelli. Oh, you got a girl?
Hey! Walk him like a dog, sis. Walk him like a dog.
Mike, have you shared this story before?
I feel like I've heard
that
it.
Was nameless.
I was
We've
like,
heard this story.
You told this story before?
I don't remember.
Wait, you know, maybe not. I feel
like. Nah, he hasn't.
Oh, okay. Okay. There was a very similar story to this.
She was like, oh, you got a girl? I was like,
fuck your birthday. Ari the goat. Fuck your birthday, nigga. Fuck Christmas.
And then all I get is I get an instant text message call. Who the fuck is this bitch? Scuba Valley talking about who you got a girl? He been talking to me. And I'm like, yo, just ignore it. I'm like, yo, just ignore it. That was one of my last years of me being trash. So that was like 2-3 years ago. But that was the end of my trash phase. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, yeah, this nigga was telling me all this man. Like, hey, you gonna get me one day. And da 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 da. Then she tagged her friend in.
Hey, back up.
No, because old girl tagged like 3 friends in, and I was like, oh, these bitches is coming crazy.
Oh, they said, come outside, we not finna jump
this
you.
Also, this was also during my, like, kind of hood rat phase, because Amira, she's on her side, you know, Amira, get down. And then this girl's from Philly, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got a fucking Nexus megastorm of 2 tornadoes coming at each other on the internet. So I was like, yo, man, I didn't get on Twitter all night. And then she
play your game.
Old girl, you gotta get on here and defend me. I'm like,
fuck that.
I'm deactivated from my Twitter. My
I'm
Twitter
like,
does not shut down.
I'm actually off social media right now. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, all I remember is telling her, like, yo, just do not answer her because she's going to keep going.
Yep.
I know how she operates. She will not stop. She don't even like me like that. Well, I don't know why she's going so hard. She wants the fight. That's it. She just wants the conflict. She not even, in my mind, I'm like, I know she's not even off me like this. Why is she going so hard?
Yo.
I'm like, she's bored and she want to scrap with a bitch.
That's
and
exactly
and you are looking like bitch number one. Keep engaging. Like,
she was calm, though. She was calm at first. I will give her that. It was her friend that was like, so what you trying to say, sis? And I'm just like, what you mean? Like, he was in my inbox. Like, what you mean? Because you was in my inbox, though.
I was. Like,
I was. Is this camera on me? I didn't do this shit. Like, come on.
Somebody did this. Bruh, and then I remember I was just like, yo, I had to block everything, get low,
mm-hmm.
and then that's the last time we had interaction because I think she deleted everything. Cause I remember going back looking for her, like pieces back up on some trash shit.
Ooh, that was my always last, come that back. That was my last Twitter argument.
That's something I actually learned from Dion. Niggas then, always come back.
Then I knew it was bad because I stopped getting on Twitter for like a day, and then RT texted me. Shout out to RT, my boy. We don't even talk crazy like that. He's like, yo, man, Amir's on here giving it to you, man.
She's on here giving
you the business, bro.
About to see it. Fuck that nigga in his glasses.
Oh my God.
Roasting.
That sad ass nigga, he was in here talking all that shit. Da-da-da-da-da.
Patchy ass beard. Seven ass nigga.
Wait. Roasting.
He got some shit on her chest, clearly. This is for saying that you wouldn't leave your dog in the house. Fucking dog killing Michael Vick ass niggas. Leaving niggas out in the cold. Tag PETA. Get Mike canceled.
Wait, no.
But Mike definitely told this story before without names. And I need someone who knows what episode that was to please tweet the podcast and let us know.
I don't remember telling that
I know I've heard the story before. But he told it right. He told the way he just told it is exactly how
did I tell
it?
Did I tell it accurate?
Yeah, you told
so how did you find her?
Huh?
How did this happen today?
She literally added me and her and was like, oh, you got a girl? I was like, and my mom was like, this bitch. She was like, really? You don't even like me like this. You don't like me. I kept trying.
I'm screaming.
Why are you doing this to me? It was just a day.
I was like, yo, bro.
That was like the final blow. You're like, fuck
I don't know. Somebody
shit.
Cut her off in traffic. And she's like, somebody's day going to get ruined.
When you drop your keys in front of your house after a really shitty day, she's like, this is my breaking point. Bitch, I'm hopping
forever.
On Twitter.
Damn. Then the destruction was there, and I was
massacred.
Like,
I cleaned that shit up, though, like a real G.
That's good.
How'd you clean that up?
You said I cleaned that shit up.
With my penis.
I would really fuck my man up if that happened to me.
I just don't want to be embarrassed. That's what it's going to come in. I was going to say, I'm not even going to lie. Like, honesty hour, like, would I be upset? I mean, I too enjoy a little conflict. I'd probably tag my friends in, like, look at this bitch. But, like, to be honest, I've had crazier conflicts than Twitter.
But
that's nothing. But I would definitely, I'd probably go back. If the dick is above a 7, I'd probably be back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'd be back
with
it.
Y'all be fun, but a lot of y'all like to cry and stay.
I love to cry and stay.
All of y'all at this podcast is cried and stayed.
Subtweet you, play some Summer Walker.
No, 100%.
Post something ambiguous and call it a day.
I'm not staying without, like, putting my hands on you. Well, that was all. Sorry.
That's what gets you through.
Wait, no, times have changed. Like, you know, like. For people who follow me, like how I shared, like the time I had to like fight my ex at the movie theater.
Oh yes. Classic. What? Like,
tell the story because I don't know this.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
It's a very good one.
Okay, so this is like my craziest moment. It was like my come to God moment, also. My ex had broke up with me because he thought that I was cheating on him, which I was not.
I was about to say, what were you?
I wasn't. Okay. I one of my exes texted me just to say like, how's everything going? But it was nothing like
song.
That.
You responded?
I did respond, but I deleted.
Fuck out of here.
Where I messed up was I deleted the messages.
Because
I knew that had he read those messages, he was going to think that it was more than it was,
It was truly nothing.
Should've told him.
But
fuck
he
off.
Knew that I deleted those messages, so it became a grander thing. So anyway, the following week after he breaks up with me, I go to the movies with my best friend to go see Get Out. I'm like, we're going to have a girl's day, do my thing. I'm tweeting, like, going to see Get Out at Rutgers Cinema at 7:07. You know, I'm very specific. I'm in the movies. I'm sitting down. We're watching. And this couple walks in late. And then I look closer. I'm like, that's my ex right there. So I'm steaming in my seat. Like, I'm ready to, like, fuck him up. And God was on my side because this nigga, like, coincidentally goes to the bathroom. So I was like, oh, this is my opening. So I go out to, I walk out in the hallway, and he walked the wrong direction to the bathroom. So I'm standing in the cut of the opening of the door. So when he walks by, he can't see because my back is, like, right up against the doorway. So when he walks back, I pop out. I'm like, you got me all the way fucked up. I was like, you really are out here on a date with someone else? I was like, it hasn't even been a week yet.
Nope.
So
in the middle of the cinema?
This is in the hallway, but everyone else is in the movies at this point. So no one's really out there. Okay. So I'm screaming at him. He's like, yo, I'm not here for this right now. I just want to go to the bathroom. I'm like, I don't care. So he's like, fine, I'm going to go ask for help. So I pretend to go back in the movies, but I really didn't. I was standing in the cut again. I waited for him to walk by this time. And once he got in front of the bathroom, I came up behind him. And I started swinging again. I'm like, bah, bah, bah. I'm beating the shit out of him. I'm so mad. So he tries to go in the bathroom thinking that he can escape me by going into the men's room. Like, no, I'm coming in too. And and because the lights in the restroom were automatic, like, censored lights, they came on when we walked in. So I knew no one else was in there. So that was, like, all the more opportunity. And quite frankly, like, he subconsciously probably wanted me to follow him because he went into the handicap stall. So I'm like, there's room for the both of us.
He was trying to get a session in.
Yeah, so in case you want
to
fuck.
He's like, yo, hold on to this handlebar. Let me apologize, baby.
Wait a minute. Let me. So he was like, yo, I'm not doing this right now. I'm really going to the bathroom. So he pulls his dick out, starts peeing. I'm still beating him up. So now he's like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, he was trying to have, like, a porno scene. Like, so, you're not going to do this to me. Yes,
spicy ebony queen. Yeah. He's trying so hard to keep aiming in the toilet. I rip his hat off his head. I'm still beating up on him. Comes out. I don't think he washed his hands. He just immediately ran out. I'm still beating on him.
Hands out there, just got assaulted.
And, like, he was acting like he was about to go walk back in. Now, at this point, I look down, and there's blood on my hands. I didn't know, like, was it his blood, my blood? I don't know. And it was, like, on my middle finger. And I took my finger, and I wiped it down the center of his T-shirt. So I was like, fine, you could go back in if you want, but you can't pretend that this didn't happen. Because now you have a blood swipe in the middle of your white T-shirt.
You're fucking crazy.
You marked him. Are you a sat? What are you, a fucking?
And I was like,
a fucking barbarian?
I was like, enjoy your movie, but best believe when this shit is over, I'm going to have something to say. Because I didn't have no issue with the girl because I didn't know her. She didn't know me. But, like, you're playing both sides here, and, like, she's going to know that you're doing this. Soon as the movie's over, he darts out the movie. He doesn't even wait for her. She's like, babe, wait for me. Oh,
he let bitch in the dust. If you don't want to fight somebody, fight this bitch. Here she go.
So she's, like, she's trying to, like, speed walk behind him. I was in the top row, and all the rows in front of me were, like, clearing out. So by the time I got out,
nigga,
I couldn't
jetted
find
to
them. Now, he does not have a vehicle, so I thought for sure he was going to be at the Rutgers bus stop. I'm looking around the bus stop. He's not there. I look at the Starbucks, which is right next door. He's not right there. I figured, I'm like, he must have had an Uber on standby. Because there's no way.
Heels on wheels.
There's no way. And I was checking the bus schedule. No bus had came between that time. So
somewhere between getting assaulted, Lyft, pick me up, ASAP.
But, and then I get back to my dorm. I'm like, you know what? I'm taking my L. I'm going to go there and cool down. And I get out.
You fucking killed him.
Yeah, I did. But
sounds like a W to me.
Yeah, but I didn't get to create as big of a scene as I had wanted.
You watched him like a...
I did, though. And when I get back to my dorm, there's all these police out front. So I was like, oh, my God, this nigga called the police on me. Whack. So there's underground tunnels for those who went to Rutgers, you know, in the quads.
Oh, yes.
So I go through the underground tunnel, like, okay, I'll just get through the tunnels to get to my room to, like, evade the police. And I'm walking like a ninja, like, on every door. I'm, like, putting my ear up to it to see if I hear police on the other side. I finally get to my room, but then at that point I realized that some kid, like, drank too much and had alcohol poisoning, and they were there for him. Not me. So, but I was scared straight in that moment because I thought I was going to jail. I was like, they came to get me. He snitched. And at that point, like, I thank God for not sending me to jail. And I said I would never be crazy again. And since then, I've not had a crazy moment. We laugh about it now. And he said he did have to throw out that T-shirt.
When's the last time you talked to him?
He hits me up on IG all the time. But I'm like, I don't want to be your friend. And I literally, like, I don't fuck with you. We're not cool. Stop hitting my phone. But, like, he's a certified troll, and so he'll still respond. And
oh, he knows your buttons.
He knows my buttons. So smart, that's
man.
That.
Good.
But I,
good
if you're listening, I can't stand you. Yeah, and God bless your kid on the way.
I'm always in your life.
Oh, the last part kind of was a zinger.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
God bless your kid on the way.
No,
yikes.
I really mean that. All jokes aside.
No, because he sounded intriguing to me. Because I'm like, Dion, if you're really that dumb, then. You know, if you want to pass something along, like a hand-me-down.
No,
but then you said, God bless the kid on the way. I said, or
no,
this
sis.
Is where we end that conversation. Yeah. God bless it. Amen.
But I'm not crazy anymore. So if anyone's out there and you know, you're interested in me.
So I wiped the blood on his T-shirt, but I'm off that now.
No, but I left it in that moment. So if you're worried about me being crazy, don't be. Because I am single and I'm redeemed.
Yeah.
I'm redeemed. All
right.
I'm going to start using that. I left that in that moment. Like, I thought you was cuffed up, booed up. I left that in that moment.
Exactly.
That was in the moment.
That was in the moment. So, disregard my Instagram story.
I know I was very ill prepared for today. Mm-hmm. And I know Keena had a bunch of topics that
I
she wanted to discuss. Yeah.
Wait, before you move on, I just want to say that I recognize that behavior is not acceptable. Domestic violence
oh
is not okay.
She got
to clean it up. Gender, and that happened several years
Dion
ago. Before,
not trying to get canceled.
Before the movement came out,
hold
you
on.
Know.
Has all the ladies at this podcast put their hands on a man?
I've actually never done that.
Wow.
I've never put my hands
Define
on a
Define putting
it again.
Hands on.
Like, physically
hands
assaulted.
On.
Like, with the intent
no.
to cause harm.
You have.
But in that moment, I was fully prepared for him to hit me back.
She snuffed the nigga.
Like, I know I would
night.
Not have appreciated
no,
that, but if he put
that.
His hands on me, I knew that I had brought that on myself. And I was, like,
yeah.
fully prepared to actually fight.
Okay.
Yeah, because
we were the same height, so.
Ooh, that would have been a fun fight. Nah, I've actually never.
That would have been a fun fight.
I've never done the tussle yeah.
like
that.
I felt like I would still lose, but I had, like, enough to, like, hold myself down a little.
You fucking lost.
You'd have washed.
Yeah, it'd have been fun.
Not
but you know
mind.
What?
Not
At least you started the fight, and that's all that matters.
And I finished that
is
shit.
No, that's not. Yeah.
Okay, so Mike is unprepared, but I have topics because I have things I want to know. I mean, like, these are guys I listen to every week, and these are ladies who I interact with
and
on
shout
the
out
internet.
To you, shout out for you for wearing merch.
I have to get Corey's one. I promise you, I have to order it, but I had to pull this one out today. Funny story. So
I mean, everybody here bought my yeah.
Yep.
Shout
Mount
out to
Martin.
Y'all. Y'all are queens.
Y'all are great.
I had this shirt. I was wearing it to work, and I was coming from a booty call, so I had like my overnight bag, my spend the night bag. I don't wear bras.
That's the nut
you
shirt.
I don't.
Get him in there ready to the nut
oh
shirt.
Oh my god.
I don't wear bras. Like my
if
thing
you
is
wipe nut up with that shirt. I hope you use L's
oh, no. This is a good shirt. This is a good shirt. This is like a I'm going out and being cute shirt.
Okay.
This is not the rag shirt.
When
no.
Merch,
that's a Rutgers moving crew T-shirts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the rag shirts. No, this is a nice shirt.
Okay.
So you know I don't wear bras. Whatever. But, you know, when I'm going to work, sometimes I'm like, some things,
that's
you know.
I ask that. Do you
gotta,
wear bras to work?
It depends on what I'm wearing.
Really?
Because
so
honestly,
it's not
I feel like
time.
I have mosquito bites. So I'm like,
yeah, but
am
I can
I
see your boobs right now.
See, this is where the story goes, right?
Okay.
So when I'm going to work, I would wear a bra with this. I have my spend the night bag. I packed that shit in like 5 minutes. Did not think to throw a bra because
no.
I don't wear bras. So I have
wear
work,
that to work just
the
like
next
that.
Morning. Now, I had a jacket, but I had work the next morning and I'm like, I don't know. I'm driving. I'm like recording my, you know, little morning Instagram stuff. I'm like, I'm looking at my nipple right now. Great. So I'm like, I don't have a bra on, but I do have a jacket. So I spend the day with my twist, just like this, and my jacket on, even though it's 5 zillion degrees in my office. And they're like, aren't you hot? And I was just like, no. I'm like, I'm West Indian. This is cold to me. No, I'm chilling. I'm pretty, I'm chilly, whatever. I have this leather jacket on me, and it's like, I want to say maybe 75 plus degrees in the office, and I'm
God
in
damn.
Meetings. I'm like, wow, I just want to support my guys.
I'd have my nipples out.
And I'm like, fuck.
Did you make it through the day?
Of course I made it through the day. Definitely came back with sweat stains down my fucking shirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy. Moral of the story is, whether you wear a bra or not, always keep it in the hoe bag.
I was going to say.
Always keep it in the hoe bag.
You can get like a little cheap one that you don't wear often, but yeah, keep it as a backup and keep it in your car. Because I did that, but that's, I was funny, like,
I've only packed the whole bag once at the time. And I didn't even get to use the shit.
A teen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to say, ain't no
cheap. No, that's not, they got kicked out.
Oh yeah, you shared that.
Can you tell that story, please?
No, he told it. He told it.
He told that.
Yeah, she got it back. She got that.
Let me hear your topic, though.
You brought it back.
Okay, so this topic is coming from a conversation you guys had, but I want to hear the ladies' take. It was talking about women shooting their shots.
Oh, terrible.
Okay,
I did
a social experiment.
Fucking horrible.
When I was like peak single, I did a little social experiment, and I was like, listen, I want a boyfriend, so I'm going to go after every nigga I want. I'm going to slide in their DMs. If I see them in person, I'm going to talk to them. I'm pretty good with, honestly, like, the face-to-face. I'm pretty bold. So I can go up to a nigga and be like, oh, my God, like, you look really good. Like, you're fine. What's your name? Blah, 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 blah. That's easy. The hard part is the sexy niggas on the internet, because you don't really know, like, you can't gauge their relationship status. You know, you can't really gauge, like, what their situation is and all that other stuff. So I, like, did a thing where I would, like, hop into niggas' DMs and just see where it takes me. Somewhere on the more extreme end, honestly, there was one night where I sent a DM. I was fried, like, fried rice. And I was like, I read that shit in the morning back. And I sent it to my group chat. I was like, ew. I was like, ooh, this is a little bit extreme. But then there was, like, others where some of them turned into friendships. Because we continued the conversation. I was like, ooh, you're not really my cup of tea, but you're cool. You know, like, you know how that works? Some of them, you know, I could have fucked, and I probably still can right now, but I chose not to or whatever. I feel like women do shoot their shot, and you guys just don't, you guys aren't able to recognize it, because we're not like cornballs and just don't blatantly say, like, shove your cock down my cervix, like, the way that y'all shoot y'all shots.
Try it. This is where it gets you.
Try it. It'll go a long way.
No.
No. This is what. No. And I'd like to. I like to.
You're pretty straightforward, though. I feel like
you are.
I am.
For you.
Nah. Like, I'm very straightforward.
Yeah, but that goes to her point. Let's that if start. A guy can't pick up that she's shooting her shot,
then it's like you're not. You. My direct approach have flown over niggas' head. They'd be like, ha ha ha, you're so funny. I'm like, no, I'm dead ass.
You need to understand that. No. You need to understand that you are an actual rarity. You're not. What
I would
niggas,
not say that.
No.
No, that's true.
You are. To be bold enough to say that to a nigga, a lot of women, they will say, I would rather die than say that to a nigga. Mm-mm. One's right here behind
probably
me.
Eat a jean
probably this one, too.
No, I'm not scared. I am not scared.
Whatever,
exactly.
Nigga. Anyway, but yeah, like.
I'm scared of shit.
I'm not scary. I shoot my shot. I don't give a fuck.
So, but I'm saying
it's going to go into one nigga's basket, and that's all you really need, okay?
I don't like shooting my shot. I love
but
it.
But you need to, like I'm saying, it's you need empowering. To understand that you are in the minority, that you are not what niggas encounter every day. What niggas encounter every day, they do not, first of all, they don't, if they even try, they do it so, like, subtly that you'll never pick that up. Like, some chicks be like, yeah, if I like two of his pictures in a row, why doesn't he think I want to be his boyfriend? Like, how am I supposed to read into that? No. Or you don't talk. Like, I LOL'd at his tweet. Why doesn't she think I want him? Like, how am I supposed to? Bitch, I'm funny. Everybody LOL's in my tweet.
Everybody laughs.
You dumbass. I know. I'm a funny ass nigga.
I'm
like,
dead.
You and the drug dealer nigga I know. You think he want to suck my dick too? Like, that doesn't.
LOL.
All right, Tank, relax.
Like, like, that's not how that works. Like, you gotta communicate. Like,
but
you
know, laughing. But I feel hard. Like guys are so quick to jump, you know, in a girl's DMs under any other circumstance. Like you said, like, I feel like I could genuinely like two pictures of a guy, and he's gonna jump in my DMs like 90% of the time. So when I'm actually trying to shoot my shot, and I like five pictures versus that two, that should be like an automatic like you in my DM.
Nah, you like five.
If you ain't talking about the cock, I don't want to hear it. Period.
Nah,
I feel
like
that.
Five pictures.
That's what I'm saying.
It's hard because
niggas be having all of nine pictures on their Instagram. Like,
yeah.
You're killing me with this shit, dog. Like,
yeah, and then y'all go through like every single one, and then that's that.
That's
and
it.
Then you leave
that's,
it.
That's
and
it.
Then you leave it.
Yeah, because I'm opening the door.
Like, what am I supposed to do with these likes? These likes ain't gonna stroke my dick.
Because, okay,
talk to
but
me.
What I'm telling you,
to me.
I'm not gonna
talk
shoot
to
my
me.
Shot, but for me personally, I'm trying to make the atmosphere as approachable as possible for you to shoot
that
your shot. So I'm gonna make you comfortable.
I don't
the same way,
shot.
In person,
okay, well, both ways is gonna
that's
get you dick. No, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
When I do that.
You know what that is? You know what that is? I'm going to compare it to hunting.
I'm creating the opening for you to shoot
your shot. I'm going to compare it to hunting. Hunting is a nigga going out with a gun trying to catch animals. But what y'all are doing is, y'all do the thing where you put like a little fucking carrot over like a box with a stick and just like, I hope somebody bite. Yeah, it's hunting, but it's not really hunting, my nigga. Get your gun, go in the DMs and fucking talk to the nigga. Like, get
I do,
at him.
Honestly, no, I do both. It depends on the nigga. I do both. I feel like either way, somebody's gonna take the bait. And I feel like you guys just gotta, if you find her attractive enough, so the fuck what? And plus, sometimes the shooting of the shot isn't even with the initial DM. Like, a nigga can DM me eye emojis, and I'd be like, so you want me to sit on your face? Or, like, what's the dealio? Like, what's happening? Like, sometimes it's a follow-up.
Well, I'll tell you what the dealio is. I would like to get my penis to erection.
Okay.
And fill an orifice.
Let's set that up. You know, like, it's just like, it's kind of like, sometimes it's not even the initial, it's not even the initial send that's really shooting your shot, because newsflash, niggas, eye emojis isn't shooting y'all shot. Mm. So dead that. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are we looking at? Myself? I know what I look like. I know my titties are showing this snap. That's why I posted it.
I see you.
See me do what?
I see you doing that there.
Okay, well, when I'm liking 5-year pictures,
I see you.
Do
that there.
I see what you're doing over here.
I see that.
Nah, and ever since Instagram did the little reaction.
I noticed you noticed me, and I'm putting you on notice that I noticed you.
The reaction ones are the worst. What the fuck am I supposed to say that at, other than smiley, kissy, heart? Like,
do we all agree, guy, girl, whatever, that the reactions is not at all, like,
that's not shooting your shot.
Nah.
It's not.
That's I feel like I'm on your page because I'm also a very straightforward, straight to the point. Like, I'll at people on Twitter.
I've seen you on the TL.
Hey,
I've been real crazy. Like,
I have no shame. Yep.
Like, if I find you attractive, like, I'm going to at you.
Yep.
And that's it.
People think I'm joking. When I quote tweet, like, a nigga selfie, like, spit in my mouth, I mean
Yeah, same. Spit in my butt. I say that a lot.
Okay.
You say spit in my mouth on the TL?
She does, and she definitely favorites it when I do. So that's 100%. How I know. Yeah, we right here with it.
Favorites it when I say it.
Yes.
I'm like, as I know, yes, we with yes, it. So, a dude had posted a picture on Twitter saying
what picture was that?
Ayo. He doesn't post pictures on Twitter. This is Instagram, and it's also his story. Me and Elsie's banter is on a whole separate platform. It's on Instagram. I'm talking about Twitter. So on Twitter, this dude posted this picture, and he was like,
"She's not lying."
He knows. It's on Instagram. On Twitter, we're friendly. On Instagram, it's like, no, Twitter's a friendly banter. Instagram's like, you can let me beat or what? Like, it's kind of like, it's kind of like,
those are Kahina's words saying, are you going to let me beat? Not Elsie's.
Or what? It's like, is the meat ready? It's like on the grill. Is the meat ready yet? Or is it like,
wow.
Like, the nigga with the Jesus standards is like, not yet. Like, not yet, bitch. Like, relax.
It's a nigga with open soul sandals on the tell you, like, yo.
Like, relax. I just put that shit on the grill. It should not even heat it up yet. There's some potato salad in the back. Help yourself. So, I'm on Twitter, and this dude posted a picture, and he was like, I'm flying out for this interview. Wish me good luck. And went viral. Because you know how black Twitter works. You're like, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm like, I quoted it thinking he would never see it. I was like, yeah, you're fine ass. If you get the job, holla at me. Come to find out, a week later, I get a DM for this man.
He got the job.
This man got the job. Not only got the job, he was like, I guess I'm going to fly you out. Yep. I was like, I'm joking. I was I was like, you don't fly bitches out. He's like, I don't fly bitches, but I'll fly you. I said, whoa.
That's a good one.
Big dick energy. Like, he was like, here's my phone number. He lives in Texas. He was like, here's my phone number. When you're ready, I'll fly it out. I was going to go, and then we followed each other on Instagram, and I saw his newborn.
Wow.
I was like, damn.
You tweeted about
that. I did. I was like, damn.
So kids really a deal breaker for y'all?
Yeah. Kids is absolutely
a newborn.
A newborn
is
a deal breaker.
Very different.
Anything above four is like, I can kind of act like you don't exist. I can send
you
other places.
How are you saying that? You like older dudes.
Well, when I say older, I mean like 25 plus. And let's be real, most dudes.
Baby.
Girl, I'm 22.
Oh, you're a youngin'.
Yeah, I'm 20. I just turned 22 this month. So when I say older, like someone who's like 26, 27 is like 5 plus years older than me.
Hold on, older? What are you talking older?
My older's like 10 years.
She like motherfucking us.
I mean, I've dabbled in the 30 plus club. I have.
Nah, what's that radio station?
That fucking booth.
He said what?
What's that radio station? The nigga that we Tom Joyner niggas.
No, you're bugging out.
She like the Quiet Storm niggas.
You're bugging out. You're bugging out. Ten years is good for me.
Sugar daddy.
That's not even 40 yet, so we chilling.
Exactly. What y'all talking about?
Bitch, I'm 30s.
I like a late 20s, now kind of more like early 30s. I feel like the reason why I like older dudes is because I wouldn't say mature for my age, but I'm pretty ahead.
Yeah.
Most of my friends have always been older than me, like significantly older than me. I dated an older dude in college, came out of college, kept dealing with older dudes. All my friends
Let
are like,
go.
Well, I don't think I got an option. I don't think I got that choice. So I've just always been around older people. And then, I don't know, like, now that I'm in the workforce, I graduated school, immediately started working full time, moved out of my parents' house. So now I go to bars and shit. A lot of people are just, everybody's older than me. So it's like, people are always like, what? Like, you're 22 years old? Like, I had no idea. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to make something out of my life. And, you know, people who are doing kind of what I'm doing are older than me. I couldn't even imagine.
You're going to have that for a few years. Because even now at 24, I still feel like my peers.
Yeah, it's
like,
weird.
100%. We're not all in the same space.
The guys like that are actually my age. I'm talking about like my guy friends that are my age. It's so like there's a big disconnect because I'm talking about work. These niggas are playing 2K. Like it's just.
Oh Lord.
I mean,
I'm okay with 2K as long as you're
okay
playing
with it,
after
but it's
work.
It's Wednesday at 1 p.m.
Yeah, see, that's
that's a problem.
You know what I mean? Like,
anything at the 4 is game.
I'm getting FaceTimes in the middle of my day from my homeboys. I'm like, I'm in a meeting, nigga. What? It's 12. It's almost 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. I'm getting a missed call like, why aren't you picking up, nigga? I'm like, I'm at work. Right. What do you mean?
Talking about skipping Shannon is on.
Maury's on. Come watch this mess. Like,
bruh.
Send me an IG snap. Like, relax.
I don't even like when people text me during the day at work too much. I'm like, do you not have a job? Why are you sending me paragraphs right now?
You can do that to me. Dude, I just don't care.
Paragraphs at work. Have y'all ever argued with your significant other while you were on the clock?
Yes.
I'd rather eat a jean jacket with mayo.
I booked
the
conference room and just cried for a little bit.
Yo.
I was like, I got a 30-minute meeting, y'all. I'll be back.
Dion hit the wellness room and lost
absolutely.
It. And
absolutely.
Fucking lost it.
Can't get no work done.
Yo, one time I was like, my friend passed away. I have to leave.
Oh, my God.
Someone did pass away. I wasn't friends with the person, but I still took that as my opportunity to get out.
Yo.
My heart was crushed that day.
Oh, my God.
No, it was only because I got caught crying at my desk. Yeah. I wasn't trying to use it, but, like, I had to come up with something good. I can't be like, we got an argument. Like, that was
like, be nice. Me.
Yeah, so I didn't want to seem unprofessional, so I was like, I suffered a loss.
I suffered a loss.
The loss of this nigga's common sense. The loss of
this nigga's
my fucking common sense. Can we just RIP to his last 3 brain cells? Because he got me so fucked up, sis.
I only did that once, though, because I don't like doing that death thing. I feel like you shouldn't play with that. Mm. But
you got to play with people who already died.
Does that mean you like cry a lot?
No, that time.
Are you one of those?
I don't cry a lot at night. I get comments from that.
When I would cry in front of my ex, he'd be like, stop crying. I'll wait until you're done crying.
Stop that crying shit.
I'd be like, oh my God.
They're like, what do you expect niggas to do with that? Like,
I can't even talk to you. I get more upset.
I feel like once you start crying, guys get weird. Like, I don't know how to deal with this. And they completely.
I don't.
Exactly. And I realize that in my first. If I start crying, I'm going to like lose the rest of the conversation. So like, I'm going to try to
choke that shit up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like.
See, I don't like that.
Because that's a low moment for you. So.
So you lose respect?
No. 10 minutes. Like, let's just say. 30 minutes after the cry, I'd be like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But you cry, you break it down, that's a low moment for you.
Yeah.
So for me to, like, be confused and to get more upset, to say some shit that I probably said I shouldn't say to you,
it's
just making things worse.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and most men...
Elsie, how you feel about crying?
Listen, man, I done cried, like, 13 times in my life.
Exactly.
So when people cry in front of me, I'm
child.
Sorry.
Yeah,
like, it just doesn't affect me. So that's what I was saying. Whatever I'm saying, I'm gonna keep saying.
I'm gonna just stare at you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
No, that's honestly what a lot of guys do. They just literally don't know what to do in that moment.
I'm empathetic though, so it's not like I have no. I'm not a fucking robot. I just don't cry. So if I see somebody crying, if we're in an argument or we're in disagreement or something, you start crying, I'm just like, all right, anyway, like I was saying, like,
you're doing that? Here's a Kleenex. Let me continue this.
I am empathetic, but if I feel like, if the crying is.
But I'm still mad. You crying don't make me less mad. I'm still mad.
Oh, God. And that's why I think a lot of guys will just say, like, honestly, we'll just finish this conversation later, and they'll likely, like, get up and leave. Or if they're on the phone, they'll be like, you know, I don't want to upset you, but, you know, I'll give you a minute. We'll talk later. Like, they just completely remove themselves from the situation, and I get it.
Yeah, I personally think that I'm very, I have a lot of self-awareness. I don't know what the fuck to do.
I can't help you.
I get that. I'm not mad at that.
You because it's not a laughing matter. Yeah. But I know that if I'm at an 8, if I see you start crying, I'm
going to
be at a 10.
Yeah. Maybe that's my. I don't get mad, so I'm not like.
No, I do.
It's not an irate thing. I'm not like, all right, whatever the fuck. Like, nah,
because I'm a yeller.
It takes everything for
me. You're a yeller. Well, I'm a yeller.
Yeah.
I do the yelling. I mean, honestly, it really depends on the person because, like, I was with somebody who was very high energy like me, so we were just, like, gassing. Dion knows. It was, like,
that's the most toxic relationship I've ever seen, like, of anyone in my entire life.
Oh, my.
I'm talking about over, like, Ike and Tina. Like,
relax.
Y'all hit each other?
No. We've never put our hands on each other.
No, not physical. They love each other harder than I've seen any people love, but they've also hated harder.
That's
like,
a trigger
that
right there.
Toxic.
Niggas love hard. Love hard.
What's your toxic trait? I love hard. So you put your hands on niggas. Got it.
Not have a big heart. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, nigga, no.
I don't know.
You got big hands.
What is your toxic trait?
Oh, I can tell you what my toxic trait is.
Because I know mine.
I'm hypocritical. Especially right now in this phase of my life, I'm very greedy where it's like, I want to have my cake and eat it too. So I'm like, why haven't you dropped all your hoes for me while me and my basketball team of niggas are over here trying to make me happy? You're fucking up. Like, why haven't you released all of your hoes? Like, why don't you want to be, I'm sending text messages to 5 niggas. Why aren't we serious yet? Why haven't we, why haven't you posted me? I'm doing Taco Tuesday with one nigga. Flying out to the next.
Yeah.
That's my toxic trait. My toxic trait is I want everything and nothing at the same time. Like, I want something that's literally not that serious, but I also want to be in a committed relationship.
She wants not that serious, all right.
So it's in the middle.
She was talking about how she want to get married. I saw it on her story.
I said it. I'm like, I want to get married. I want this and that, but like,
she just talking about 7 different dicks in an hour.
But it's funny though, because what I'm talking about, especially in my Twitter, it's literally like just this one sexual partner that is in my life that I refer to. It's funny because people think I'm talking about a lot of niggas when, if you really know me for real, like I'm only really referring to 2 people. It's just like this ping pong game of like past and present, and they trying to win. And I'm just like, listen, I'm just here for the thrills and chills. I don't know, but that my toxic trait is that I'm very much a hypocrite. I'll get upset over things that I do too that you just don't know about. Because I'm telling you right now.
You're fucking scary. You're like, God.
It's trash. But again, I'm transparent though. Yeah, I will say that. I'm very transparent. When I was fresh out of my relationship, any dude that I talked to, I'm like, disclaimer, I still love my ex. If he unblocks me and hits me up, it's choppers for you. If you want to proceed, click yes. I mean, niggas be with the shit.
Nah,
some niggas don't. Shit,
right, we don't care.
I don't.
I wipe niggas' blood on their shirt. Next.
No. That was years ago. Honestly, and it's maybe from a lack of self-awareness, but I don't know if I can really identify something right now. I think, like, the worst thing might be is, like, if there's a situation that I know I should leave, like, and not even on anything like he's a terrible person, but like, let's say someone's like, oh, I don't have the time to dedicate to like a full relationship right now. I'll probably just accept the like half-assed relationship, you know, versus trying to go through the process of finding someone new.
So you lower your standards.
Yeah, I might lower. Yeah, probably lower my standards.
So settling.
Yeah, yeah. Settle. That's exactly. Okay. It.
Why are you? I don't know. Probably too quiet. Okay. Probably don't. I know sometimes like if something's bothering me, I just won't. I won't mention it. Later down the line, I might mention it, depending on it, like, it's really, like, really been eating at me or something. Mm. But for the most part, I'll eat that shit and then go about my business.
Why do you feel like you're that way?
Probably because my dad. Really quiet. We're both really quiet. So I don't know. I don't like, I feel like I don't like to be a burden. Mm. I don't like putting my problems on other people. I'd rather just.
I hear a lot of guys say that.
So many guys.
I don't know.
Are you, when something is bothering you in your life, do you vent? Like, do you vent to your lady?
Who can he vent to?
I don't vent to anybody.
Yeah, he's a man.
What
kind of idea?
No, but.
Because if we vent to y'all just gonna throw the shit in our face. And then
I don't think I've ever done that to one man, ever thrown anything back in his face.
That he vented to me about?
Yeah.
No, but I've had shit thrown back to my face and be like, bitch, this is why you stopped going to therapy, because your insurance couldn't cover it. I'm like, whoa.
That's a little thing.
Whoa. Oh, no, I've had that thrown to me. I've had that thrown, clearly somebody stopped going to therapy and da-da-da-da. I've definitely had personal things thrown back at me. That's why I don't, like, my current partners and moving forward, I don't tell them anything in my personal life. I just ghost when I get upset. Are you a ghoster?
No, I'm not a ghoster.
Oh, that's
can
my
I
toxic
be?
Trait.
Absolutely. I can literally just stop talking to people if I wanted to.
Are you one of those, I lose interest fast?
Nah. I mean, I feel like if something turns me off, if you do something or say something that's like, then I can be like, nope.
That's
I can tell if I hang out with somebody, I'll know if that's the last time I ever hang out with them. I'm that type of person. I can read people pretty fast from my own aspect. So that's just me.
All right, Corey, what's your toxic trait?
Very petty. I always feel like I have to get the upper hand in the situation.
Drink ass.
And I always feel like I have to, like, if you do something to me, like I have a rule. I have it at work. I have it. If I feel like you fuck me over, I have to fuck you over twice.
Oh, I do that too.
So like, even like looking back on like my ex, like I did some petty shit before I left, and I could still see it affecting her.
Yep.
On social media, so it's like, damn, I should, like, looking back, should never done that, because like it's not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, yeah. So it's just like,
that's just. I identify with that.
Yeah, and I like for instance, with Friday on Twitter. When I put my tweet in the group chat, I didn't have to do that, but like,
oh yeah.
But she
your zodiac sign? Don't say the sign that gets your dick sucked, because there is none. You're a Scorpio.
What sign gets your dick sucked?
Yeah, what sign is that?
What sign is it? No.
I don't know anything about zodiac.
Yeah, what's your your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Shit, don't fuck it, man.
Hmm.
Thank you. But yeah, so I always feel like I have to get the upper hand in the situation.
Okay, so you play to win.
Always.
Okay, what's your toxic trait?
I don't know. I've been thinking. I don't know. I don't know.
We'll come back.
Are you always right?
I mean, even that Twitter situation, that was pretty toxic.
Huh?
And then on the airing out Mike, that was toxic. When you knew you didn't like him like that, that's possession.
I didn't have to. That day was just, I don't know. No, yeah, I know. The crazy thing is, I think I was in a situation at that time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what made me mad. I'm like, yo, I know she don't fuck with me like this.
So it's a possession thing. Like, it's yours even if you don't express that you want it. That's toxic.
This is my little side piece toy.
I would just say I can get emotionally unstable. And
that's a broad spectrum. Narrow that.
Crazy as fuck.
Like physical violence?
No, not necessarily. I don't hit people anymore.
Anymore?
Okay.
No, but yeah, like. Then run out and discuss all that.
Dude, I don't know if there's any feds who listen.
So like,
I don't. What?
Nah, because I'm gonna need your opinion on this. Like, as far as like airing out laundry on social media,
no go.
That is a no go.
No, like,
that's
a
no go.
No, I don't. I wasn't airing his laundry out. I was just saying.
If you're in a relationship with a dude and y'all are arguing, do you take the social media?
Absolutely not.
Oh no.
See.
No.
As soon as somebody starts putting that shit on
you lose me forever.
Yeah. I don't air out none of that shit anyway, period. I'm not that type of person. I'm just
now the group
crazy
chat. That's a different story.
Place.
Even then, you shouldn't do that
I'm
shit.
Not. It depends, honestly.
You will lose me if I find out that you're doing that, because in a relationship, the problem that you the problems that you have with your man, that is those are the problems that you have with you and your man.
Mm-hmm.
If you go, first of all, you can't. It's not that you can't, but you got to be careful who you get advice from, especially in a relationship, because you can't get advice like I shouldn't be doing this shit, but like like, look, for my
as you do the shit
my ex
I love this song
my ex time. For example, she would go get advice
from like two people. I'm not gonna name drop or anything. One of them, I feel like you can't get advice from her because men are always cheating on her. She doesn't know how to make a man happy. So why are you getting advice from her? And then like another one, another woman, she has daddy issues. Why are you taking relationship advice from her?
So it's you're just really like, doing this, Corey.
Oh, these bitches gonna listen like.
I'm not even talking about girls.
Fuck
I'm talking
this
about
nigga.
Older women that are like that have like in their 40s.
Oh,
not,
older. Yeah, oh, I thought you were talking about her friends. I'm
no,
like,
no,
okay,
not at all. No,
that's even worse.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about women that have kids that are in high school.
Yeah.
All right, now look.
All right, I'm rolling.
Like, that's just like Mike. Like yeah, you gonna like I say this all the time. You gonna come to me for advice on legs? Really? What the fuck am I gonna tell you?
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's just like, and I'm a firm believer in this. Whether me and my girl are happy, or if we go on a war, you'll never know. Mm. You ain't never gonna know. Right. That's why, like, and I don't like idolize people that are famous. But like, look at Jay-Z and Beyonce, how they hold that shit down. Like, I respect the hell out of that. I don't want to know if y'all are arguing or not. I mean, I'm a fuel to fire regardless.
I think a better example would be Will and Jada.
Yes, I feel like Jay-Z and Beyonce is a very
you can. I know what's going
Will
on there because you know what?
They made an album.
She made a whole fucking album about
yeah,
this nigga.
Don't
I feel
hurt
like
yourself.
She went to him prior to be like, I'm.
I don't care what
you think that he heard the music.
Yeah, he heard
like, the
whole
like,
album.
Yeah, like yeah.
I think whether he wanted.
I mean, regardless,
I'm
we know.
Say, but whether he
regardless,
wanted to, whether he wanted it to happen or not.
Will and Jada are more so goals. They're like polyamorous, happy people, and people don't really know their shit. They just know that
they
have sex
they just
and get money.
August Alsina together.
Yup, his little blind ass. And that's
his little blind ass.
He's fucking naked
giving
mole rat ass.
Ooh, that reminds me of one of my icebreaker questions.
Wait, Caitlin didn't go.
Oh, my toxic trait?
Yes,
please. Oh, I'm interested.
I think sometimes I'm just a little passive aggressive.
I could see that in you.
Oh, I fucking can't stand
yeah,
that shit.
Like if we're having an argument, I'll just be like, all right, I'm gonna just shut up. But then I'll just bottle it up and then I'll burst.
Mm. Oh.
Like something will just set me off and like everything that I've been upset about, I'll just
explode.
Let it out. Yeah. Mm.
So how are we choosing to work on this? Like how are you choosing to work on that?
I think for me, it's just communicating more. And I think now that I'm actually like in a relationship, it's easier to communicate that. You know that
I did not know that. Wow, I've been bamboozled, led astray.
How to deal with it?
How do you?
Nah.
Why do you think you're like that?
No. What are you doing to fix this?
I always ask people that when I ask them what's wrong with you. Like, there's plenty of things wrong with everybody, but once niggas be like, oh no, I'm like, all right, you're gonna stay trash. Cool.
I said I didn't know what my toxic trait was, but I identify with, like, each and every one of these.
So how are we going to fix this
I was like,
game?
Oh, I have a little bit of that one. I have a little bit of this one.
I identify with all of
we're
this.
We're all flawed. And your partner is going to be flawed. But, like, when you're finding your partner, you just got to pick and choose what you want to deal with.
Honestly, yeah, I'm flawed as fuck.
We're all flawed. You're not going to – if you wait and you try to find Mr. or Mrs. Perfect, you're going to die alone.
My friend was just telling me that. Shout out to JJ this morning.
You just gotta pick and choose which flaws you want to deal with. Like me,
I was just like,
I'm not gonna pick. Like maybe she doesn't have to work at it. You know,
maybe.
But what I'm not gonna deal with is you airing my dirty laundry. That's what I'm not dealing with.
I can deal with you being under 6 feet.
Nope.
But what I won't deal with. But what I won't deal with is cheating.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Actually, I've dealt with that, so let me not say that. Really I probably, I let it rock once.
I'll deal with you being under 250 pounds, but I won't deal with you being under 6 feet.
Okay, I deal with you being that. Under 6 feet. What I won't deal with is you being bad at eating pussy and or ass. Won't deal with that. Nope.
Alrighty.
What's your toxic trait, Mike?
Fuck. I'm selfish.
Okay.
How?
Selfish, like
a selfish lover, selfish
can be. I think I've like just in observing my previous relationships. If it wasn't like I was just do things, I was a selfish lover, like I wouldn't listen to the needs of the other person, I would only focus on what I was getting out of it. Now that has changed in my current relationship because, like. I just feel different. Like, you know,
don't know. I don't want to be all sappy and shit, but I feel different.
When you really like a person or you love that person, you're going to change for them so they can stay in your life.
Yeah, that's a fact. Is that what healthy people do?
Oh my god,
that's the fact. Yeah,
and I had this conversation with my coworker today.
We converse about love with the coworkers. These niggas think I'm asexual.
About their love life. Because I'm antisocial. But
she's fired.
She's complaining that she feels like he's losing interest. He's not texting her back, and I'm just trying to give her a brief example of how guys operate. If we like you, if you have to question if a guy likes you, he doesn't like you. Simple as that. It's
people have different love languages. In that case, no one has ever liked me before. I'm always questioning everything.
You have to question if a guy likes you. I'm telling y'all now, it's simple. He doesn't. Or you just on the roster. That's it. Simple as that.
Maybe I've been on a roster. I feel like I've been on a
team. Most girls are.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Especially if you're
I've
not
definitely
a
been on a roster.
Especially if
you're not I've been a point guard, but I've definitely been on a roster. I've been on a fucking football team roster.
Well, damn.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's very simple.
But then again, the thing is that people have different love languages, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's different ways of expressing love. I was dealing with someone, I thought he didn't like me because he expressed love in one way, and I was used to receiving it in another. So you can't really say that if you're questioning it, that means it's not real. He could be buying you gifts when you just want to be told you're pretty. Like, that isn't, you know what I mean?
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Talk about it.
That's something. That's also something I had to learn. Those are things that you learn when you talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you always have to have that open communication. Like, I'm a type of person where I'm a little bitch. I need gratification. I need constant reassurance. I need you to tell me, oh my god, I love being around here. I'm like, you like being around too, because I like being around here.
Yeah.
shit like that. But like, I don't get. But then I've noticed myself. I seem to go towards women that don't give that, and I always seem to chase that.
Yeah, because you always want something you can't have.
Right.
That's my problem. That's why. That's why I always fall for women that don't give a fuck about me. Because they don't give a fuck about me.
Yeah, it's lit when you got to work for the appreciation.
No, and then you got the girl that's waking up every morning texting you good morning, and you like, I respond with a good morning.
Yo! Dead ass. All this healthy love shit.
I haven't
had
my coffee yet.
Want to take me on a date?
I respond when I get on the bus. I respond when I get to work. I respond when I get on my lunch break. I just respond when I get home.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, 2 days later, my bad, it's been busy this week.
Yeah.
I've been on Instagram bored as shit.
Nah, but you just gotta love you.
And then, but you know you really hit it when you talk about what your love language is, and then people adjust that.
Yeah. Right.
No, but to be honest.
I don't like to talk about, I'm not gonna get deep on my relationship right here, but I tell her that, and cause she's more I give gifts. Okay, I like gifts, but whatever. But then you pick out the different changes in how they will react, to you, and when mm-hmm. your love language. So I would be like, It could be little things like when I was on my way here, she's got a lot of work to do. She shouldn't be worrying about me. She has a lot of swamp work, but she's simple shit she's like, yo, make sure you text me when you get home. That's enough for me. Oh, yeah, I'm in here. I'm riding. Yeah, this is it. Where are the wedding bells? Let's do this right now. But shit like that.
Yeah.
But that's when you do that adjustment, that's when you know you really you're hitting something.
Because for 100%, the longest, I didn't even know what my love language was.
Most niggas didn't, yeah.
No, I don't even think. I think I do now. I think. I could be wrong.
It changes, though.
Yeah. But I will say this. I know for a fact I hate receiving gifts.
Really?
I was going to say, I think it's easier for people to know what their language is.
I was in a relationship for 6 years. We had a rule. No birthday gifts, no Christmas gifts. That was the rule.
Oh, wow.
That was the rule. Or if it was, it was 1 year she got me socks. They were Nike socks. And even then, I was like, yeah, pushing it. Nah, but I just don't like it. I don't and that was probably one of two things we saw eye to eye on. But I just don't believe that if you love me, I don't want you spending currency, because we could put that towards something that's actually productive. Like for me, it might sound very boring,
like if I'm watching a football game.
I thought you were gonna say buy an LLC. I was gonna walk out the door like, oh God.
But what I wanna know is why aren't you trading?
You gotta tap in.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I work.
Yo, I smell like Black and Miles, but I make $10,000 a day. You need to tap the fuck in.
Webinar at 3:30.
Oh God. Yeah, no, webinar at 1 PM on Wednesday.
Like, nah, Jesus. But like
take that 225 and shove it up your ass.
Nah, but like what I was saying was like for me, if I could watch a football game and you could just sit next to me, be on your phone, but just the fact that you're spending time with me because I know you don't give a fuck about the game, but the fact that you
but I just want to hang out with you.
Yo, love that shit.
Bro, she's like, did Liverpool play today? I'm like, bitch, you don't even know about the Premier League. You're rocking with me.
Yeah, like that's huge to me. That is huge to me. You don't have to spend money. Like that costs zero. Like, yeah, I'm just really big on that.
So quality time is your love language.
I guess.
I started watching anime for the dick, so. I mean, I actually ended up liking it.
Because anime's the fucking shit.
Yeah, I actually ended up liking it. I was surprised, but, you know, my main or whatever, at the time, he's, like, really into anime, and he was like, we were always, like, kind of have, not a disagreement, where he want to watch anime, I want to watch my shows or whatever, and I was like, you know what, like, let's watch an anime together. We ended up doing it, and, I mean, I liked it. It was cool. It was cool, and we got to talk about it. It gave us, like, something
and
new.
And the fact that you're talking about it, that's bringing
yeah. I'm still blocked, though, but it was a good experience.
All right. He'll come to this sentence one day.
It was a good experience.
What anime did y'all watch together?
What, what was the name? It was the one, Demon Slayer. There we go. We watched Demon Slayer.
That shit, first of all.
Demon Slayer was fire, and my Halloween costume was actually based off of one of the characters. A very slutty version, though.
For the high five.
Oh, there we go.
All right, so when the next season drops, hit him with that. You're back in there.
No, I'm blocked. The messages aren't going to go through.
Oh, you got his phone? Oh, it's blocked on his phone.
No, I'm blocked on. Well, I blocked him on Instagram because he blocked me on Twitter.
Email him.
Ooh, that's
a email him. Email him a link to the new episode. You're in there.
I love the email.
No. If I blocked you on your, do not email me. I will call the police. Don't do that.
No,
do not do that.
Exactly.
Persistent. Old nigga at yahoo.com.
No.
Sent you a message.
But honestly, the email is becoming an old trick.
I've never gotten an email.
Thank God.
I've never done that.
Nah. I actually have a question. This is it only applies to the single people in the room. I did not know that was not you.
Yeah.
Okay. Nah. Why do you guys think you're single?
I can answer that, but it's going to be a while. Keep going.
Why do you think you're single?
I don't trust women.
I wouldn't either. We're shit.
Trash. Y'all are not shit. Y'all are not.
Oh,
shit.
Thank God.
Women are not shit. I don't trust
women. Oh, thank you.
I've been told I'm emotionally unstable because I refuse to let a woman get close to me because of past experiences.
We love the emotional unavailability.
Yeah, so like, and I was in a relationship for 6 years, so this is kind of like the first time in a long time that I could do what I want.
Yeah, you're gonna have some flops. Yeah. You're not used to this. Also, you're older.
Yeah, and I'm dating, so I'm, to be honest with you, I'm figuring out what I do like and what I don't like for the first time.
It's different than when you were single, when you were 18.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I'm just like I know Mike, he hit on this last episode. I
always hit, nigga.
Anyway, I'm just marketing myself.
Yes, that was a good conversation.
That was great. That was great.
Yeah, that was great. I like that.
That Montclair degree really is.
It needs to turn into some fucking money.
Right now I'm just marketing myself. Right now I'm traveling the world, going to Vegas on Thursday. My birthday's in 3 weeks. I'll be in Rome. This whole year has been about me traveling and figuring out what I like to do, you know? Because for a while it was what we like to do, or what I thought we liked to do. So, I'm just doing what I like to do. And to be honest, I'm not even easy to be with, for real, for real.
I can stand this motherfucker.
Yeah, so like, it takes a lot to be with me. Like, if you're not a strong woman, you can't be with me. Like, even like, not my last relationship, but my last situation, why it ended, she just wasn't strong enough for me, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, I know like, there's a lot of women today that want to, not saying that y'all in this room, because I know everybody in this room is a go-getter, just because like, I follow y'all on social media, but like, I'm really against a woman that just wants to be getting, that wants everything handed to her. or like
most guys are.
Yeah, there's you see that on social media. There's a lot of women that are just lazy and they want niggas to take care of them. I don't like that. I consider that daddy issues. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a team player. This is a team. Okay, I'm the point guard. You're the shooting guard. Like everybody got to pull their weight. Simple as that. Like my biggest turnoff is a lazy woman. That especially a black lazy woman. That shit infuriates me. So it's just like.
So you're single. You're basically saying, you know, you need a strong woman, and you haven't found her.
No, I haven't.
Now, are you like actively dating, where you have like a main piece? Are you building a roster? Like, what is it looking like?
I mean, I'm sexually active with one female. I don't have a roster because she's the only one there. Like, she's the point guard. Ain't no other teammates.
So you playing golf?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. No, it's just
I'm playing tennis.
Yeah, playing tennis. Yeah,
not even doubles, singles.
Yeah. I haven't been on a date. My last date was awful too. I haven't been on a date in like since like yeah, it's fucking awful. I haven't been on a date since like August. But you know, I work 7 days a week. I have two jobs, so it's hard. Like dating is hard.
It is
like,
hard when you're when you're working.
To be honest, if I do make time for you, I have to really like you, and I haven't found anyone that's worth leaving work early for. If I'm gonna be honest with you.
That's real.
Yeah, so it's just like, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I was in a relationship. My here to lie, I got hurt. So I'm kind of like on some.
You're still repairing, but you're also, your world is still turning. Yeah. You got to do both at the same
time. Exactly, and I'm feeling myself right now. I don't feel like, I don't want to give all of myself to somebody right now. And that's, to be honest, the chick that I'm sexually active with now, it works so well because she know I ain't shit, and she don't expect nothing from me.
Yeah,
and that's why I like her so much. And to be honest, there's chicks that have had me and they lost me because they try to put me in a bubble or realm that I'm not in. Like I'm not gonna commit to you. You don't have a job.
You can't even commit to Indeed, and you want to commit to a relationship.
You
don't even,
if I asked you to make a resume, you would look at me like I had three heads.
Tag Dion. You don't be on the date like, so this cover letter slabs.
And the chick that I'm sexually active with to now, it works so well because we don't even talk every day. And when we do talk, she's going to send me a meme off Twitter that relates to our situation.
Do you think that's going to escalate?
Hell the fuck no.
Listen, I'm telling you.
And she's going to kill me for talking about her, but I won't let it.
She said, listen to this and be like, challenge accepted. Immediately, she's going to see that her next IG snap 7 in the morning, getting right. We're listing.
If anything, I'm trying to push her to get back with her ex.
No, she's a solid chick.
I'm like,
not doing that.
Why
don't we take this bitch and put it somewhere?
I fuck with her heavily. She's solid. Like if I was in a different,
just not Corey solid.
Nah, not even that. But if I was just in a different place mentally, maybe.
That's really funny.
But like she's pretty. She's very intelligent.
Are you an ass or titties guy?
I'm all ass. She don't have it, but that's okay. Yeah, she makes up for it. Sorry. Right.
Hey.
She's a solid chick. Like, to be honest, it's actually weird that, like, we're actually really good friends. And I never thought we would be. Yeah.
That's how it started.
And we laugh about it, but it started off as, like, playful banter on like, Instagram. And then it's just like, and then, you know, now I'm at your apartment. You know?
Now I'm in your guts. Yeah. Oops.
I always look
at my gooch. That's crazy.
Nah, but like,
who would have thought? Not me. Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought? Not me.
But shout out to her. She's like a very solid chick. I fuck with her the long way.
Shit, slide her over to me. Fuck. Talking about some slider to her ex. That's fucked up. That nigga's probably toxic.
I've mentioned it to her because she still has feelings for him. So, and again, like I'm a friend to her. I'm not like just giving her, you know, the substance.
All right, LZ.
Why am I single?
Why are you single?
I'm single by choice. I'm chilling.
Oh, so you're not shit.
I also want to let you know that when your single status changed, we the listeners respected your privacy, but we like had to rewind a few times. Like, did he just say what?
We the listeners.
How long? We noticed that you breezed over that
because I've been out the loop. So I was like, wait a minute, they broke up.
Listener was like, what was
am
that?
Am I like years late?
What's that?
Or
because y'all swapped like very.
once you got in,
we did.
It was crazy. Like, y'all, like, tag team. Like, you just, like, pass the baton over there. And then Corey got in the mix. So I'm like, what's his relationship status? And I learned quick. I was like, oh, he's fresh out. And then I was like, wait, oh, this dynamic is changing.
It is.
Whoa.
But nah, yeah, I've been single for, like, a year.
It's actually been that long?
That's
I didn't tell anybody.
My ex told me.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead.
I was like, hey,
definitely didn't.
Sad. Do you see what he looks like? That's social service.
We ain't going home.
I'm like, how's it? No, if you listen, if like I've been listening to Not That Serious, I'd probably say over a little bit over a year. I definitely, even the way that he speaks on the podcast now is different. His tone of voice and how
he. I still have a good concept of time because if someone asked me how long have you all been potting, not that long ago, I probably would have been like 9 months. But it's been like
it's been since
long.
I realized it because I was like, I was thinking about I listened to this when I was in college, and I was like, definitely, like, I listened to this, like, way back. Because my time hop actually reminds me, because I would post it, and then I'm like, shit, like, 2 years ago, what the fuck? Yeah. So, yeah.
We became single, like, within, like, a 2 week span.
I feel like when I piece together your stories, it sounds like you guys were single at the same time. And you guys were in both very long-term relationships.
That's why, like.
Yeah.
So you guys are like double twins of dropping up dick now.
Listen, wait.
That's so sad.
I'm chilling. Yeah.
I don't think we're sad at all. Yeah.
No, I'm not sad, but I've just been working on myself a lot.
Yeah, that's necessary.
I don't mean to sound corny, but for real, like I just don't really give anybody like that much attention. Like people try, like that's when I first when we talk about how girls shoot their shot, shit been crazy, like. Every day, it's kind of wild, but I can't give I can't really give anybody some attention. That I'm not looking for a relationship. I tell people that all the time. I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to.
You're not gonna enjoy. I feel like I didn't enjoy being single until I did the work with myself internally. I had to go on like a man and woman fast, where I was just like, I can't receive romantic attention from anybody until I figure out like why I fucked up my last relationship, why I'm fucked up from my last relationship, and so forth. Like I didn't start like this whole like. I guess phase of my life where, you know, Peg the Stallion, she didn't come out until, you know, Peggy had to do some self work. I didn't even become open with my sexuality for real until I did the work internally and figured out like, okay, like where did you have yourself fucked up? And it's easy because people love to think that once you get out of a relationship, it's about what you don't want from people. Oh, this taught me what I didn't want. No. You have to stop and think, how did you lead to the destruction of a relationship with someone that you loved? Like, how did you, where was your role in that? And what are you going to take from that and learn from that? When I first, like, my ex and I were very on again, off again. And every time we were off, I was always like, fuck that nigga. He did this, that, and the third wrong. And it wasn't until, like, we broke up for real that I'm like, whoa, like, I was toxic as shit. Like, I played a role in the destruction. How am I going to fix this so that I don't fuck up with, you know, whoever I encounter next? Tried to do the whole hoe through the hurt thing. That did not work out. Does not work out. You end up even more miserable than you were before. So then I had to stop altogether. No sex, no Instagram banter, no dropping in DMs, none of that shit. I really had to cut everything off and just focus on me. And then eventually it'll come to you where you're like, okay, like, most importantly, I had to feel whole again. I felt lost without him. I was in one of those, like, he was half of me, and now I'm a broken bitch. Yeah. I was one of those. I was posting shit like broken crayons, still color, and all that other shit. It was ghetto. Brother. It was ghetto. It was ghetto. I was getting unfollowed daily. It was ghetto. But I had to realize that I was whole, like, with or without a person. And then it makes dating so much more fun when you're not, like, dependent on your partner's approval. So it's like, I mean, if you want to stay, cool. If you want to bounce, you know, the train's
cool
still.
Too.
That's cool, too. You know, you have to, you know, you're really in a good place to start dating again. Whether or not you're getting, like, a female or male's attention, your mood is still on 100. Like, you're still cooling. Some people can't do that, and unfortunately, most women can't. They have to be with a man or have to be in a relationship to feel like they're something, they're somebody, they're valued or whatever. And it's unfortunate because I see on my timeline so many successful women are, like, beating themselves up for being single. And it's like, why do people think that being single is a bad thing?
It's not bad.
It's not a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with being single. I'll be single forever if that means I'm avoiding being in a toxic-ass, bullshit-ass relationship. Mm-hmm.
Year of my adult life.
life. Mm-hmm. And even if you, like, you follow me, because I post, like, a lot of things that I do. Like,
you randomly became, like, a Instagram, but you randomly became a social media presence. I feel like you came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
he used to not post anything. Yeah, bro, like, before Thailand, I didn't post for, like, a calendar year. Like, so,
oh,
yeah.
God.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just not. I was a very boring guy, if you want to keep it a buck. Like, I didn't go out. I used to wear sweatpants everywhere. I used to look like this everywhere. So it's just like,
I like the casual look on it. I just came from the gym. It's easy access.
Nah, but like, yeah, well, like, but wow. Like,
that was not the.
But I lost my train of thought. But
distracted there.
You're saying you don't want to be single forever, but this year was fun.
I'm single and I'm very happy. Like, I'm having the time of my life, but I know down the line I want to be serious because I want to have a family. Because, like, to be honest, me becoming a dad is something I look forward to because that excites me. You know? Like, I want to be that cliche dad that's weird and boring as hell. Like, that's something I look forward to.
So, Dion, why are you single?
I'm waiting for the Lord to tell me. But I think majority, like, I don't think it's wrong that I do want my equal. And I don't mean making exactly what I make, but I want someone who's got a 401k.
Yep.
You know, and is, you know, contributing to it. You know, someone who's kind of like stable, got a good job.
I have a question. Yeah. For everybody after you did.
Gotcha. You know, I want that, but like someone personality. I feel like my personality is like a very mixed one. Like, I can be very mature, but I'm also like, I have this very like childlike immature personality. There's just like a lot of different pieces about me, and I feel like I find two ends of the spectrum, either like guys who are so into their career that they don't really have the time to like really invest in a relationship because like their career is their priority at the moment, or you find the guy who's got nothing but time on his hands, you know, because he's working some, you know, I don't want to shit on anyone's job, but you know, just he's not in a career track yet.
That's what my question is.
And then if you do find someone who like has that right mix, he knows he's a shit, and he knows he's a unicorn, and therefore he's out running amok.
Yeah.
So
that happens a lot.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at right now. Like, my thing that's not a thing right now is like one of those like career super focused, an amazing person, super nice kind of soul, but like career. He's doing his thing right now.
Well, he understands that he's a unicorn as well, too.
No, he doesn't take advantage of that at all, actually.
Most of them do.
He, like, deprived himself of the hoe phase and probably, like, regrets it now that he's a little older, but has always been
it's never too late.
A good boy. So, don't tell him that.
But what my question was is, like, how do females in the room feel about a guy that he might not be in his career yet, but, like, he's just trusting his process?
But what do you mean by trusting your process?
It's different.
Like, look at Mike, for instance, right?
Oh, please.
But Mike has a plan, though.
But there's a lot of women that get turned off by Mike's situation. And, like I can relate because, granted, I'm in my career now and I make great money. But I was Mike before when I was working for $50 a week at UPS. But I knew that I had a plan. But there was a lot of females that would have been turned off. Like, nigga, you work at UPS? You a warehouse worker? Like, I'm not about to talk to you. Granted.
Y'all see that tweet that said Dave East make music for warehouse workers?
He makes music for niggas that sell weed out of the warehouse.
Weed. We're selling drugs.
He definitely made niggas for the niggas, the line cooks at Cracker Barrel that sell weed on the side.
but look at my no arrest record degree. Yes, he's employed. He might not have the job of his dreams, but that's on the way. So, like, if Mike was to approach you and he was to display a situation, would you be turned off by that? And I want to get everybody's opinion. Because a lot, I know y'all are all shaking your head because y'all are thorough women, but a lot of women would be turned off by that. And
I'll be honest.
That frustrates me.
No, I'll be honest and say that I don't know 100%. You know, I think it really depends on the situation because a lot of guys will say, oh, my goal is X, Y, Z. And there's two different kind of guys. There's a guy that is actually working on it, and it's that guy who just says, I want to do it, but never actually makes any progress towards it.
The foreplay to the goal.
Yeah, and it's not always easy to judge that kind of thing. Like, someone can say they have a plan and, oh, I want to go back to school and do this, or I want to learn this skill, or I'm working on building this connection to get out, and it's kind of hard to gauge that. So because of that, I think it's like a really like case-by-case basis because – you know, for me, for example, I like enjoy traveling, and like if I want to go on a vacation, you don't have to pay for me, but you have to be able to pay for yourself. Like, literally, me and my best friend, we booked a cruise. That's 3 weeks from now. We did it earlier this week. There was like zero planning. We were like, oh, do you want to do this? Sure, let's do it. And that was it. So like, I would like a significant other who could, like, on a drop of a dime, and it doesn't need to be, oh, I need to save up for the next 9 months. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel, and I respect everyone's process, but like, I will say, like, where I'm at right now is extremely calculated. Like, yep. You know, when everyone was in high school, like doing fun things and going to the beach, like, I had summer jobs then, I had internships throughout college. Like, I literally sacrificed a lot of fun time, and I look back and I'm like, I didn't get to do those things that everyone got to do. But that's why I'm where I'm at now, and there's no right or wrong to that. So I respect other people's process, but at the same time, I kind of like, ideally would want someone where I'm like, who's matching where I'm at now. And if I meet someone and we kick it and we have the best of, you know, conversation and we click, then sure, I would be willing to work on that. But if I'm on a dating app and I see that, like, I probably will swipe left.
I see both sides. Like, I feel like, again, I have to be aware of the fact that I'm not even on some bragging shit. I'm pretty ahead for my age. I'm pretty ahead for my age. So I have to be kind of flexible and realize that not everybody around me is going to be, you know, as on it. And kind of similar to Dion, I sacrificed a lot of college getting my shit together. Every summer I had an internship. I was missing all the cookouts, mm-hmm. all the fun, all the mixy shit. I was working literally every single summer, taking summer classes to make sure I graduated on time, working full-time internships, all that other stuff. So now it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm at a place where, like, financially I'm okay. I'm like, I want to travel. I want to do stuff. And it's fun, you know, being able to go out with a nigga, y'all buying each other shots, Hennessy, Duce, all that. It's fun where y'all can, you know, like, spend money on each other mutually. But at the same time, though, like, there are men who are up and coming, I guess, let's say that. They're up and coming where...
And I don't think you should shit on them because...
And that's what I'm going to say, I'm not. Because if I can be of assistance to you Absolutely. And helping you get there, I'm 100% going to do it. The booty... We writing the resume, cover letter. We're on Indeed.
That's a prerequisite. Okay?
I'm on Indeed. I'm looking for jobs. I'm sending you opportunities. I saw this and thought of you. You might be qualified for this. Like, you know, like if we got a real connection, I'm going to help you get there 100%. Even if you're just my friend, to be honest, yeah. I'm going to help you get there. I think there's a lot of men who are complacent with being mediocre. Mm-hmm. I do not settle for that. I don't settle for mediocre anything. Yes. I don't settle for mediocre sex. I don't settle for mediocre nothing. So I'm definitely not going to deal with a nigga who's like, yeah, I'm in a job where I hate everyone, hate what I'm doing, but at least I have a job, so guess you're going to have to take it. There's a lot of men who are out here like, I have a job, so... Here's my toe. You could suck it. Like,
well, sometimes I think it's hard to tell. Like, sometimes I feel like it's not until you've spent, like, some months with the person that you can kind of tell the difference between...
Oh, you can definitely tell from their day-to-day, how they even speak about work, you
can
tell.
That is true. But, like, okay, for example, one of my exes who Kahina knows, like, I was sending those, you know, Indeed, you know, job descriptions. Yeah. I was doing the resume updating, and he hated where he was at. Like, he was genuinely depressed about it. And I was doing everything in my power to push him to where he wanted to be. Like, when we first started dating, like, he was at Target. So I am not, like, I'm not writing off people who, you know, don't have it all together. Like, I tried to do it, but I invested that time, and it went nowhere.
But you, there's a lot of factors. You have to wait until they're ready to help themselves.
Exactly, because he was not ready. Wait. And I get that. But, you know, it's sometimes tough. And now I'm a little jaded because it's like I did the thing where I reached back and it didn't benefit me any.
I said this to a friend and she got upset. But sometimes people are going to come into your life, whether it be like from a male point of view, they're going to be women that come into your life. And you're not meant to be with them. Mm-hmm. They're just meant to take you to a certain place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I firmly
and
believe
I know that.
That
you were jaded. Mm-hmm. You're jaded because you reach back, mm-hmm. but you were meant to go into his life and bring him there, so he could be ready for her.
Okay, but my point is, when do I get like my
what about
life?
Me?
No, it's not. But like, it's not a wrong question because I've
it's
done
a very
it several
valid
times.
One.
So it's like,
it's
when do I get?
Dion is
me?
Like fucking build a bear of niggas. She'll give them the stuffing, the little glowy in the inside, the light on the inside. She'll give it the audio box when you squeeze it. It's like hug me. Like she'll do all that.
And once it's all packaged,
and then when it's
it goes
all
to the next
packaged,
person.
It just gets shipped off to another bitch who's like, this is a nice bear, I guess.
Like, exactly. I'm like, you know,
it don't even be girls that treat the nigga right. It's like, this bear is cool. It has a light. Anyways, onto the Raptor. Like, that's the funny part.
All right, Mira, we got it now.
What?
How do you feel?
As far as what?
Why you're single. Oh, wait, you're... Wait, are you single? No, she said she has a man.
I am single.
Oh.
Technically, I am single.
You can't even hear it. That's what you're saying.
I am technically single.
Yeah, they don't know what a podcast is.
They don't know what a podcast is.
Exactly. What's that, the radio?
I'm technically single.
All right, before we end up out of here, do we have one fun thing we want to talk about?
No, she's in a relationship.
She's out the water.
She's out of here. All right, does anybody have anything else? Any last...
Okay. My parting words is that if you're over 6 feet you're like around that, you know, ideally 240, but I'll take any 200 plus. Like, only hit me if you're really serious, because otherwise, like, what I got will rock. Shirt. That is an old thing. Wow. That was 2017.
You got one fun last thing we can talk before we get about it?
All right. One last thing is Summer Walker. If you're listening to this, yes. I'd still eat your ass with your wash bucket and all. Okay, it's still getting eaten.
Looks dirty.
It's still getting eaten. She just
on Instagram, she hates showers.
Yeah, I don't like showers.
Okay, well,
I don't like showers.
Rewind, because when we giving you the slappy toppy, when you have the, you know, your little tangy balls, been through some shit, the sazon on the schmeat. Don't talk about I hate showers, because let me tell you something. I hate sucking dick that has spices on it. I do it anyways. Take a little Larry's seasoning
cayenne on it.
Okay, we do it anyways. The little wash bucket, and I'm telling you, it's the same shit. If we've been through a day of work,
yeah.
I'm still gonna. It's an equivalent of eating Summer Walker's ass after her little cat shower in her little bath bucket with her Dr. Bronner soap and makeup wipes.
She's dusty. We got the same birthday, so I respect it.
Her standard is a whole bath.
Dusty.
That's the cleanest she gets.
She brings the whole bag on vacation. That's it.
That's
and
nasty.
Ladies, if you're hearing this, if there is a fine nigga on your timeline, shoot your shot. Shoot it.
That means actually communicate with your words.
Okay, well.
Say words. Actual words, not likes.
I've said words and actions and got a ha-hee-ha-hee, you wild.
Yeah, because we don't know how to deal with that. Imagine being 100 and then like a rabbit just hops into your back. Like, what are you doing? Fishermen don't see fish just hop in the boat all the time.
I'm screaming.
We're not used to that shit.
Act on it.
All right, but anyways, anybody, no last words? Mm-hmm. Well, we'd like to thank all you young women, ladies, black queens, for coming down here, taking the time to come talk some shit with us. We are recording this early for the listeners. Listeners, you heard a lot of relationship and sex talk. That's what we talk about with the ladies.
I was hoping we get into sports, to be honest.
Eagles won, that's all that matters.
Eagles won, nigga. Liverpool won. Best team in the Premier League. We about to take that bitch to the back. Yeah, the slave ships won.
Somebody got to do it.
Somebody got to do it, yeah.
It's been a slow week in terms of, like, social media mess.
Yeah, nothing.
So there really wasn't any, like, things to hit
but,
on.
Yeah, me and Corey going to Vegas.
Corey, the city boys are...
We'll catch y'all niggas on
the flip. The city boys are going to Vegas.
Real hot boy. Are you guys going to post topless pics?
What?
Do I need to hook up to my company's Wi-Fi? Like, are you guys gonna be doing the topless thing?
I'm letting you know the fits.
LZ, are you giving life in that little pool thing that I see everybody in? Like, what are we doing? What's the content I'm getting, Corey? How's it? Are y'all doing your check-in, meet on me check-in?
Yes, I bench press this week, so shirt will be off.
But see, I got chest tomorrow, so
yeah.
Love to see it on a Monday morning. Great.
Yeah, I got chest this week too.
No, I'm really. It's just gonna be a bunch of fits. We got the brunch fits.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be shirtless because the weather's not going to be too hot out there. We already checked.
Unbutton the shirt or it didn't count. We like to see the taco meat.
There's some hairless ass niggas over there.
Maybe no problem. Just show a little bit of city.
All right, so.
We appreciate y'all.
Noted. Are y'all going to go back to Lacey's though?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's already playing for Saturday night.
Y'all DMs are about to be out of fucking control. So just turn off the reply feature on your Instagram story.
Basically, the close friends is going to be lit on IG.
Nah, ain't no close friends. I'm just
I should have done that when I went to the porn expo.
And if you're not a close friend, then you're not a close friend. Sorry, don't ask to get at it now.
Oh, God, my close friends are out of pocket. For all, I don't even know how many of y'all. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to say, I don't think I'm on.
I'm so sorry.
I'll be asking them, like, yo, y'all see Keith?
Yeah, they're like, yo, you see Keith's close friend?
No, my close friends are pretty.
I'm not that lit.
No, but there's like, I've realized that close friends actually, I thought that we were all just being really transparent, and then I was added onto other people's close friends. It's them just like smoking weed and doing regular shit. I'm like, wait, so we're not we're not posting semi nudes and
exposing some green shit by your name by tomorrow.
No, I feel like I'm to my close friends. I'm so sorry. I know I'm so ghetto. It's a mess, and I apologize.
It is
but
ghetto. I ain't gonna hold y'all.
No, it's pretty ridiculous. It's crazy. Pretty ridiculous. It's
all right, y'all. So. Y'all already know what it is. Make sure y'all listen, subscribe, follow us on Twitter at NTS Pod. Follow us on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Write a review. Leave a comment. Go on the website, ntspodcast.com, where you can donate, buy merch. Shout out to everybody that's bought merch. We'll continue to buy merch. We'll keep putting it out. Got some new ideas cooking. We'll be working on that. Visuals are coming. I know we've been talking about it. We got a couple equipment things, X's and O's, dot our T's and cross our I's and shit like that. Yep. But the visuals are on the way. Other than that, I want to thank you ladies for coming out. A couple of y'all came from long distances to come fuck with us tonight. And I really appreciate you coming in. Y'all been lovely to have y'all. It's been a pleasure to have y'all company here. We'll do this again. Definitely. And all y'all listeners, first time listeners, last time listeners, anybody who's listening now, we appreciate you showing your support, and we will see y'all next time, next week, same time, same place. Peace out. So, say goodbye, ladies.
Bye.
Oh, wait, did you want to do their social media?
Player.
Did you do their social
media? Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
I will tag
him. Yeah.
Tag who?
Yeah, I'll tag him.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we'll tag everybody.
My Life After Five on Twitter. C0KAHINA on all platforms.
I'm Questlove with two E's.
I'm Scoopavelli, Snapchat only.
Oh, you would exclude? Oh, she really in a relationship.
That's right. She really is. All right, y'all. We will see y'all later. Next time, please.